Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody. We're here live tonight. Good to be with you, and hopefully everybody's doing good. If not, we're going to be praying for you. Okay, hang on a second. All right. All right, we are here and we are live. All right, welcome everybody, and we'll be praying for you here in just a little bit. So get ready for that. All right, I'm going to be sharing the word of the Lord with you in all kinds of fashions and all manners, and so that also includes a little bit of revelating and give you some understanding of kind of what's going on in the world and what's going on in the prophetic realm and how God's handling it. So if you're interested in that, you might want to check in off and on and see what the prophets are saying about things, because it could be very interesting for you, could help you out, could show you some things you've never seen before. You never know. So jump in there and be a part of it, and let's believe God for some type of a miracle in your life. A sign and a wonder of some kind. So, thank you, Jesus. All right, we are glad to be here with you, and thank God for PGN that we can come to you every night, four nights a week, and we have shows on the rest of the week. We listen to you guys if you need prayer on the weekends or whatever, or want to hear what somebody has to say, you can check it out. All right, we are here. I'm here. I think I'm here. I'm pretty sure I'm here. I'm here mostly here, yes. There's so much going on. It's so much fun to, watch what God's doing and just be a part of it. So if you enjoy that kind of thing, you're definitely in the right place, because we love it around here. And love praying and love believing God. I just love hearing what the Lord says to people. It's just truly amazing. And how He just encourages and builds people up and, you know, reassures them that, you know, it's hard times, they're having a tough time, but, you know, God is with you, and He shows it in these different ways. So if we can hold on to that and let the Lord, continue to show us those things and not give up, then we'll have a harvest, right? It'll be a great harvest. Okay, let's get rolling here. There's so much I want to share tonight. There's one little thing I want to share about the emotional realm, the mental realm, and how it affects you every day. And so I think I'm going to go there first, and then we will kind of go other places in a little bit. And I kind of got this download today. I remember sharing with somebody one night about, they were going to help a friend do some things at their house or something. And, this whole thought process came to me. And so it hit me today. So this is for somebody tonight, maybe for one person, I don't know, but you might want to listen closely if you think it, if you're in need tonight of some understanding. I've noticed times when I would be, talking to people or whatever, and, you just want to, talk ugly to them. I mean, you don't even know why. You don't even really, sometimes you don't even know who they are. and you just want to aggress them and be aggressive, and you know, and see, you know, I'm kind of aggressive in some ways, but not all the time, you know. And as I get around some people, and it's like you find yourself wanting to be just, you know, aggressive, and like I'm going, what is that, Jesus? Help me out with that. And so, so I began to, you know, meditate on that and pray about that and ask God to show me things that he wanted me to know about that so that I could know what's happening, because I'm thinking, is there something wrong with me? Why do I want to let this person have it, you know, or run or rip their drawers? And the Lord started showing me this. So I'm going to try to describe this the best way I can, okay, so once you get a hold of this thing. It may help you understand some things when you get around certain people, how you want to respond to them, not even knowing why. And sometimes you may create a response in people, and you can't figure out why they're treating you so rough or treating you so aggressive or being kind of negative toward you. So this is one area of thought about this. I know that, you know, the anointing, gets on us, and the anointing flows through you. When the anointing is tangible and it flows through you, people feel it. You know, they actually feel the anointing coming through. You guys know what I'm talking about. You've been around people that the anointing was very tangible on them at certain times in their life. Maybe you remember, or you've been around certain preachers or certain, you know, you've been in certain meetings, and you felt the anointing. The anointing was tangible, and it would make you want to weep or cry. It make you want to sing and shout. It may make you want to dance around. It may make you want to just worship God. Run around the building or something. I've had a little bit of all that happen to me. See, anointing has, when it's, you know, when it's coming through you, it has a certain expression. When God's using you and the anointing is coming through you, it has a certain expression about it. And so, you know, and it's tangible, and it's, you can't see it, but it's radiating out of you and gets on somebody, and they start going, wow, you know, what is that? I can feel something. Yeah, well, it's the anointing. But there's a lot more to that realm than just the anointing. Sometimes when you're having a bad day, or somebody else is having a bad day, and they're in an aggressive mode. How many of you ever get in an aggressive mode, right? You come home from work, and everybody was in an aggressive mode, and they got you in an aggressive mode because you have to protect yourself, and you have to fight back a little bit, and competitive and that kind of thing. And then you come home, and all of a sudden your wife or your husband or your kids or somebody, they just start wanting to, you know, like fight you or, you know, come against you, or just, they don't even know why they want to do it. But I want to tell you something, your emotions and your feelings are very tangible. They're very, very tangible. And they're just like the anointing. When the anointing comes out of a person, it manifests itself in a certain way. It makes you want to cry, makes you want to laugh, makes you want to just feel at peace. You just feel at peace. You feel good. You feel peaceful. You feel reverential. You feel all these things. And that's just, and you're not even really touching the person. You're just in there, you're around them, or you're in a church meeting where that's going on, and people all around you are, you know, full of the Holy Spirit, and it's coming out of it. It's the same thing with the energy from our, you know, our emotions. Your emotions, you know, release a tangible presence about them. Even if you're not coming in, even if you come in with a smile on your face, if you are aggressive on the inside, that anointing, if you want to call it an anointing, that presence of aggression, or I'm not saying aggressive in a wrong kind of way or a bad kind of way. You know, sometimes you just have to get, you have to fight for your life at work, you know. It's like everybody's like, you know, aggressive, and it makes you be aggressive. So you go home, and that anointing, if you want to call it that, that presence of aggression, when you get around your kids, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they just want to start, you know, talking rough and, you know, wanting to be aggressive, and like, you know, sometimes it seems like they're trying to find fault with you, or they're trying to, you know, attack you for whatever reason, and you're going like, what is going on? I get it at work, and then I come home and I get it. Well, sometimes it's because even though you go home, you're not trying to be aggressive with your kids, that anointing or that presence of that is penetrating through your skin. It's coming through your skin. It's coming through those sound waves, those emotional waves are coming through you, and you stand in the presence of somebody who is really intense for the day, having an intense day, and they're really feeling intense, you get around that person, and it makes you want to attack them too. You say, what do I want to attack this person for? What do I want to, chew them out? I don't know. What's wrong with me? And so, it's the same thing with preaching. When you hear somebody preaching, let's take Donald Trump for an example. He was very good at getting people stirred up to fight, and so a lot of people love that. And so because he was a fighter, everything that came out of him, when you just got around him, you wanted to fight. You even want to fight with him. You want to argue with him. You want to fight with him. You want to just get on and have a little fight, talk something out and really, speak your opinion and tell everybody what you think. No matter what they think about it, you don't care. And so that friend, that's not just the true with the presence of the Lord and the anointing of the Holy Spirit in you. It's also true with your feelings and emotions, because they're all spiritual. And if they're really strong, you're going to have that so-called presence of hostility or anger or frustration or anxiety. And, I know it's true because, even dogs pick it up. I know my little dog, that we used to have a little dog, and Lulu. And Lulu would just, I didn't have too many bad days, but as I got older, I learned how to deal with things. But when I had a bad day, Lulu would just get up. I never said anything. I never talked ugly to her. I never talked rough. She was always such a good puppy. And, she'd get up in my lap and just, hug on me, love on me. And just, I'm like going, what is going on with this kid? This dog is like, wow. And I realized that just like they sense fear, they sense a lot of things. I think it has an aroma to it. I think emotions have some type of an aroma to it, because I think dogs can smell it. I think they can sniff it out. And so when you think about all that, and then you put that together with when you get around certain people sometimes, all of a sudden you don't know why, they got a smile on their face and say, hi, honey, how are you today? And you go like, and you want to growl back. You're like, you want to just bark, and you don't even know why. You're going, okay, I'm doing fine. How are you? And that anointing of aggression of maybe they had a rough day or an aggressive day, and they're in an aggressive mode still. They haven't got over it yet. And they bring that home, and it creates an environment, with me, with you. I've noticed this with me. I said, why is everybody being aggressive today? It's like, because, I finally realized, because I was in an aggressive mode. Sometimes you have to fight for things. You have to fight for life. You have to fight your way through emotionally, mentally. And sometimes the battle gets more difficult than others. And it's like, so when you start realizing that, it starts helping you understand what's going on when you get around somebody and you feel like there's something wrong. But you can usually tell what's wrong with them basically by how you feel toward them. Like, do I want to attack them back? They're not even attacking me. Why do I want to attack them? Why do I want to be aggressive with them? What's wrong with me? And it's not anything wrong with you, friend. It's on the inside. Sometimes it's on the inside of them. And when you get close enough to them, you pick up on that anointing or that spiritual environment that's created. And it's very real. And it's very, very real. And so if you can learn how to know that and learn how to, not blame yourself. I was having a good day, and then all of a sudden my husband, my wife, or my kids, someone I kiss shows up, and because they've had a really bad day, all of a sudden I'm wanting to get aggressive but what is that? It gets on you. It gets on you. I think when we start realizing how that works, how dogs can sense fear, we sense things many times, but we're not as smart as dogs are. They know exactly what they sense. We're sensing it, and we're blaming ourselves. They're sensing it, and they know exactly who it's coming from, right? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And so I don't even know why I'm talking about this tonight. This whole thought process came to me just a little bit before I came onto the show, maybe earlier this afternoon. And so I wanted to share that with you real quick. And so, so get a hold of that and ask God to show you, how to deal with that. And that, because many people, they can't figure out why they're feeling things. Just like a dog will know exactly where it's coming from, because somehow or another they sense it. They know when it's coming from a person, when fear's coming from a person, they will attack or they'll want to growl at you. And you're going like, you know, what's up with that? Because it's what some people will call a presence or an anointing or a tangible expression. It happens not just with the Spirit of God and the presence of God. It also happens with anxiety and stress and emotional trauma. And, you know, I'm very sensitive. So when I get around people, you know, I can pick up their stuff real quick. But I don't always know it's them. You know, I can't always say I always know it's them. I'm not as smart as a dog is. A dog will know exactly who and what is coming from because that's how sensitive that they are. And the more sensitive you become, the more you realize what and who things are coming from, whether good, bad, or ugly, and learn how to help them and learn how to comfort them and learn how to, like my dog would get in my lap. And he knew exactly that I was having a bad day, really bad day, and was sensing it, would smell it, would felt the atmosphere coming off of me and just jump up on my lap without me, you know, saying anything or doing anything. And just, you know, and she didn't do that very often. So when she did it, it's like you put that together that she picks up I'm having a bad day. And she just like, you know, love you, just want to lick you and, you know, get your attention and say, oh, help get your mind off of it. It's amazing how creatures, I can understand how that the Antichrist, the one world system would want to turn our DNA to be like animals, because animals have, in some ways, they have some pretty powerful senses, you know. I mean, just think if you could see like an eagle and sense things like a dog and, you know, run like a horse, you know. I mean, I don't want to do that personally, but the Bible does compare us to animals sometimes, you know. Jesus was a lamb, talked about him being a lion and all these different creatures. And so, you know, so it's truly is amazing. But so I'm bringing that up tonight because I don't know why I'm bringing it up exactly, but somebody needed that tonight to know that sometimes when you get in the mode with somebody and you're thinking, you picked a fight with me, and they're going like, I never said a word. Well, they didn't have to say a word. You know, and it could be the other way around. You know, so when you have two anointings of hostility or two a presence of, you know, an outflow of high-level pressure, two people have a bad day at the same time, get together, you might just have yourself a big to-do going on. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, so, but see, when you start understanding what's going on, you can counteract it, you can stop it, you can, you know, you can realize, okay, now, wait a minute, let's get a hold of this thing. And let's figure out what's going on. Instead of making bad worse, we pray about this and kind of get things, you know, back on track. And, you know that this is not about, you know, I'm not going to attack you because when you walk in the room, I feel like, you know, I'm supposed to attack you or something. I go, why do I do that? You're going to know why you want to do something. Because you're going to realize, just like I said, an animal will attack you when you have fear. Well, sometimes we attack people, you know, emotionally, mentally, you know, in different ways because, you know, something in us is picking up that there's something going on. And it may not be that they're bad or evil. It just may be that they're truly having a bad time and we want to attack them because that's what they're feeling like that. And if we can get a hold of that and begin to ask the Lord to, you know, help us with that, that would be truly amazing. That way we would solve a lot of problems and not get in people's environment and yield to that spirit. You know, because some dogs will, you know, sense like a dog will sense fear and attack. Some dogs will just growl. And they'll, you know, the hair will come up on the back of their neck or whatever. And because they sense it's very real. And when you and I understand how real this whole environment thing is and the atmosphere that you create, you know, you can fake it if you want to. You can try to act like you're all happy and all that, but people are going to be picking up, you know, you're angry. You know, why are you angry? We want to help settle you. We want to help wash you and cleanse you. We want to help fix this thing. So, and when somebody, a hypocrite is somebody who on the inside is one thing and on the outside is another. Because when they get around you, they want to attack you, but you're acting like a lamb on the outside, but on the inside, you're being an angry dog or something, you know? And so That's what hypocrisy is. Jesus told the Pharisees and all the religious people that were full of it. He said, you know, you guys are full of it. You're full of the devil. You're why did shepherds are full of dead man's bones? You're good on the outside, but you're rotten on the inside. And when Jesus would get around them, I guarantee you, because he had very strong sensory abilities inside of him, and he knew exactly what they were feeling. I have to help you. I want to help you understand things, friend. When you start realizing and start becoming aware of that every time you get around a certain person or anybody, it doesn't really matter who it is, and you start feeling and sensing these things, you're going to be more like Jesus or more like a dog, which knows exactly where this is coming from and who it's coming from and what's going on. And, you know, you'll be able to deal with it. Instead of, you know, causing the problem to get bigger, you'll help disarm the problem, right? Yeah. And help the person get happy on the inside. Instead of acting happy on the outside and being miserable on the inside, in a sense, that's hypocrisy. That's being a wolf in sheep's clothing. In other words, you on the outside, you're feeling, you're acting like you're okay because maybe you don't want anybody to know you're having a bad day. But on the inside, you're ready to attack somebody. So what is that? Well, I'm not saying that's an evil thing. I'm just saying, you know, many times what we do, we're trained to not let our feelings show on our, you know, like a chip on our shoulder. Don't let it show. Don't let it show. Don't let it show. Well, I think that's pretty much a good thing to do most of the time, except if we can learn how to, you know, not try to hide what's going on, but not try to, you know, cause people to be like we don't attack people, you know, but be real about who we are and what kind of thing, what the kind of thing's going on. And I think the more we become real with people and let people take off that sheep's clothing and let the wolf's day that they've had come forth and be honest about it and help settle it, the less we'll be going around like that. Now, Jesus was talking to these guys because they were truly evil on the inside and trying to act good on the outside. I'm not even really talking about that, but that's a really good example of how that we do sometimes in our everyday life. You got to go to work. You can't show, you know, can't show your anger. You can't show you're having a bad day. You have to smile. You have to, you know, be friendly because you got clientele to deal with. And so there's a balance with all this. But at the same time, I really feel like God is speaking. He started speaking to me about this today. He said a little bit. And so you never know what you're going to get when you come on PGN, that's for sure. We are, you know, we're learning to just flow with the Holy Spirit because I never know what somebody out there is going through. And God may take the whole program and just totally turn it around for one person. And so I'm happy to do that. Yeah, really, really happy to do that. All right. Okay, what else am I going to do here tonight? All right. I could go on and talk about a lot of things, but let's see what we got going on here. Okay. All right. So let's get ready to take callers tonight. And we're going to pray for people tonight. We're going to stop early on our ministry time. I mean, I got some things I want to talk about, but I just feel like that I want to stop and, you know, pray for you and believe God with you tonight. We are talking about all kinds of things. We're talking about, you know, financial things. We're believing God to help people in the body of Christ, that the church is being used by God the Father to bless, you know, to reward those who are faithful to God and faithful to him. And I'm really believing that we're entering to a system of rewards, that God's about to reward those who are faithful to him. And, you know, so I think it's going to be a very, very powerful time we're entering into. Get ready for the reward season, the reward time of your life to God rewards you for your faithfulness and your loyalty to him. And whatever he has you doing. So, yeah, so that's kind of what I'm hearing for the Lord right now. We've been talking about this a little bit. Go back and listen to the last Wednesday show and Thursday and last night. We're talking about all kinds of financial things, the body of Christ out, and get people blessed, really, really blessed. And we're in the process of all that. We're gathering together information on how to do it. And it's going to be fun. All right, let's take callers tonight, see what's going on here. We're going to, how about that? Usually I preach another 30 minutes, but I'm going to stop everything tonight, and we're going to pray for you. All right? Okay. All right. All right, let's take callers tonight. I'm going to go here to our first caller tonight, 920-279, if I can get you on here. All right, 920-279. Who I talk to, where are you from, please?
Hi, it's Ann from Wisconsin.
Oh, hey, Ann.
Hey.
All right, Ann, let's pray for you. I'm going to meet you for a second here. Thank you, Jesus, for Ann tonight, God. Lord, I thank you for the Passover, the word Passover, and the Lord beginning to ignite within you what the Passover is, you know, literally, tangibly, the Passover season, the Passover purpose, because we just went through Pentecost, the celebration of Pentecost. But there's something about Passover. I don't know. I don't even know what that's about. But you know, and at Passover, you know, a lot of things happen at Passover. God delivered them from a system that oppressed them and kept them from being blessed. They went from, you know, slavery to ownership, or at least on the way to ownership, on the way to Canaan. And the Passover also dealt with, you know. The Passover was also about reestablishing their covenant with God. They were already had a covenant with God. Israel had a covenant with God, and for years before that, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then Joseph, you know, came to Egypt and became ruled with Pharaoh, and then you know, for 400 something years they were in Egypt, and so that's a lot of time. They'd been covenant people for a long time, but God had them when the plagues came. He had them to reestablish that and bring that back out into fruition. In other words, back out into, you know, activation, and to remind themselves, to remember it. That's why Jesus said, when you eat my flesh, drink my body, when you eat my flesh and drink my blood, excuse me, you do this in remembrance of me. And I see God bringing things to remembrance with you, you know, not necessarily what he's already done for you particularly necessarily, but things he has done for all of us. You know, in other words, what he did on the cross, what he paid for, and God really activating that with you and bringing you into a place to where you start, you know, knowing how to walk in the covenant of God and for your provision and what you need. And so, yeah, I see God really activating that with you and bringing you to a place of provision and provision of, you know, not only finances, but a provision of, you know, everything they got when they were, you know, forgiveness of sin. They knew they had that. They knew they had healing. They were healed when they came out of Egypt. They were strong when they came out of Egypt. So there was not one feeble man among them. And they walked out, of course, with the wealth also, but they had God's protection and God's provision and God's and the food the Lord brought for them, and even in the wilderness, all the men, all. So this whole thing about provision, and God really awakening you that thing of provision, in every way of provision for you in Jesus' name, and making you feel secure knowing that, you know, this is real. It's not just some hyper spiritual thing, but it's actually real. And it's actually happening for me, for you, that is. All right, Ann, what's going on tonight? How are you?
I'm good. Amen. That's awesome. I really do need provision. I don't know how many times I have fasted and prayed about my occupation, you know, what I should be doing, or, you know, what does the Lord want me to do? And
right.
Well, I have been really sick here. I don't know, last few weeks. I mean, I don't even know that I'm going to be sick. I just, like, I get, like, I'm going to pass out, and I have no control of, like, keeping my eyes open or anything. And, well, then I lost my job because I was a delivery driver, and they're just like, well, you know, this ain't going to work, you know.
Yeah.
So I was just coming to the, and it just really is at a bad time. I'm going to be moving, and, you know, now I'm not sure if I'm going to have an income, you know. And,
right.
So, anyways, that word really blessed me, and thank you. But I have some questions about some. I've been having a lot of dreams, a lot. I mean, and it seems different in this period of time that I'm dreaming, and but yet I know they're from the Lord, you know.
Right.
And I also. I think that the Lord is increasing, like, discernment of spirits or the gift, you know. It was just really odd at church a few weeks ago, like 3 weeks ago. I do stuff on the computer for the, like, the live streaming and stuff, and I have to do the slides, and I learned that program. Well, the computer had been really super hot. And somebody had come in, a fellow that I know, and I said, oh, I think that computer is overheating. And he took his hand, and he, you know, went on top of it. And as I looked at his hand, I could see a silver, like a wedding band, a silver wedding band on his hand. I'm like, oh, wow, did he get married, you know? And so I just let it go, and I'm like, did I really see that? And I later on that night I like looked and I didn't see anything, but then the next time I saw the fellow, I don't know, a week later, I looked and I don't know what he was doing, but I seen it again. But then I followed him to see if there was really a ring on there, and there isn't. In the physical, he really did not have a ring on there.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know what that means, you know. And I have been asking the Lord.
Yeah, so you asked me, you saw the ring thing on him, and then you asked him if he just got married, and he said, yeah?
No, I saw that ring on there, and I was saying to myself, did that man get married? Yeah. No, I was asking myself, like, did he get married?
Okay, got you. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, and I looked and I see no ring really in the physical. And then the next week, I literally saw it again on his finger, that same finger. But then I followed him to see, like, so I could look at his hand again. And there's no ring there physically.
Right. Yeah, so you think the Lord's trying to tell you that he's going to be your boyfriend or your husband or something, or do you think that is that part of your thought process?
No, I.
Huh?
I don't know, Randy. I'm like, what? Why am I seeing that?
Yeah, you're just trying to figure it out. I'm just trying to be. Yeah. Okay. Well, that could happen. I mean, that would be cool. I don't know either, but that would be pretty awesome if that was. If that happened, that would be a great testimony, but I don't know either. I'm not getting anything out of that right now, but that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I'm like, well, after I saw it the second time, I'm like, okay, what's that mean? You know, and I have been praying about it, and I didn't get no answer. So I just thought I would ask.
Right.
Excuse me.
I think I just lost you.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah,
oh,
there you
hello?
Go.
Hello? Okay. Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, that sounds pretty interesting. Yeah, that could well be. I'm not getting anything about that, but I could see where that could be something the Lord's you know, trying to show you something there. It very well could be. I mean, there's been men and women both that have seen a person like, you know, one time, and for whatever thing they saw on them, whatever it was, they said, that's going to be my wife. And many times it would be that way. There's some of them, many of them didn't happen, but so there's some of them that have happened. So that would be very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm wondering if you could pray for me about my job that the Lord wants me to do. I had come into some information that I can take some classes, and I didn't get to. I worked at a tax company this last tax season, but they had so many problems there with the internet that I really didn't get to finish all of my training. And so I didn't get my tax number, and I'm thinking the Lord wants me to pursue that and then take some classes in bookkeeping, and I need confirmation on that, or maybe I should just do it and see what happens. I don't know.
Yeah, do you know somebody named Howie or Howard? Howard, somebody named Howard? I keep getting the name Howie or Howard, like Howard, you know, H-O-W-A-R-D. Do you know somebody with that name, like somebody you're doing business with, or somebody
no.
You're praying for, maybe? No? Yeah, that's okay. I just keep getting that name. So you might keep that name before you, and remember that if you run across somebody named Howard, there's going to be some kind of an appointment with them, and you know, and it's going to bring has a dual purpose to it. It may be like a partial business thing, and also possibly a you know, something beyond that, like a connection of some sort. So you know, Howie or Howard, you know, I've gotten names many times with people that didn't even have a clue who I was talking about, and then, you know, a month later, the next week, sometimes the next day, they would mm-hmm. you know, have run across that person, and so yeah. Anyway. All right, so Lord, we just thank you for Howard and Howie and whoever that is, and we thank you, Jesus, for that, mm-hmm. for opening that up, and you know, it wouldn't surprise me that somebody listening to the show tonight, maybe you're praying for somebody named Howie or Howard, maybe that's where I'm picking that up from, but very strong, the name Howard, Howie, Howard, maybe they call him Howie sometimes, but just contact me about that if you get something on that. So thank you, Jesus, for Ann. I'm going to mute you, Ann. We're going to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. For Ann, we thank you, Jesus, for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, Father, to Ann, and to bring her to that place, Lord, of provision. You know, just that revelation about provision that happened at Passover. Because when I got you on tonight, I instantly saw the word Passover just like that. I'm thinking, okay, what does that mean? And a Passover means a lot of things. But Passover is more of God, you know, going to work on our behalf. In an extreme fashion, you know, as far as the nine plagues go, or the ten plagues, the ninth plague, the last plague is what, you know, where it came and entered into where Israel was in Goshen, and so I thank you, Jesus, for that realm of provision. We thank you, Lord, for opening that up for her, God, in Jesus' name, the Passover, the protection, the provision of the Father. The wealth, the blessing, the money, the forgiveness of sin, the forgiveness of genetic hindrances and things that are in our genetic code that you're forgiving and washing and cleansing, God. I just speak a cleansing and a washing over her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Open that up for her, God, right now by the power of God. And just bring in that job, Bob. Bring that money. We want to see the money. Want to see the money. Where's the money? Yes, God, the money. Bring in the provision. We thank you, Jesus, for that very specifically. In Jesus' name, Lord, amen. And open that up for her, God, and show her those things right now by the power of God. All right. And God bless you. Good to have you tonight. God bless you. All right, 469-396. This is
hey,
Candace
Randy,
and Garrett,
Randy.
I think.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's go here. All right. Hang on a second. All right, let's pray for you guys. Hear background noise there, but I'm going to mute you just so we don't have any distraction there. Thank you, Lord, for Garrett tonight, God. I thank you for giving Garrett the courage to, like, he's filling the shoes of, I see new responsibilities, new visions, new responsibilities, like new visions and new responsibilities. I'm not sure how that blends together exactly, but so Lord, just open that up and filling new shoes and filling new responsibilities. Hallelujah. Activating the manhood thing in him at a higher level. We go from level to level as men. We go from single men to married men to fathers to, you know, to business people, businessmen to grandpas, you know, all kinds of different levels of that. And I thank you, Jesus, for teaching Garrett, Father, more and more how to provide for those that have lack of the fatherhood, lack of the caregiver, the person who takes care of, in Jesus' name. And thank you that he's going to fill those shoes well. We thank you, Lord, for the compassion you give him, in Jesus' name, to look beyond the outer things, the weaknesses of people, and see the inner needs and the inner questions that people need answered, God, and show him how to do that, how to do it with his kids, how to do it with his wife, how to do it with family members. In Jesus' name, open up that dimension of the Holy Spirit, Father, in Jesus' name, of the caregiver or the person who can give care, in Jesus' name, and feel the shoes of a person who can take that responsibility in the name of the Lord at a higher level, at a new level, in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for Candace tonight, God. I thank you, Lord, for Candace. I thank you, Lord, for giving her also a backbone. I keep seeing your backbone, like God giving you courage and backbone to stand up to new things. And, you know, I see you learning how to more at a different level, how to bind and how to loosen things, how to bind things up to, you know, shut. God's going to shut doors that no man can open. He's going to open doors that no man can shut. And wants to use you as an example of how that, you know, sometimes things just get passed on to the next generation. And, you know, like the children of Israel, you know, the next generation went in and crossed over the Jordan and went into the promised land. It was those that were 20 years and younger. And I don't think you guys are 20 years and younger, but I don't know how old you are, but I don't think you're that young. But, you know, something in that general direction, like the next generation, being in and stepping up and moving in and moving into new places, and God's shown his provision to you in a way that you've never seen with anybody before. So I thank you, Lord, for opening that up in Jesus' name, and keep it sacred. Keep the things that are sacred, sacred, and the things that are reverential in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't have a clue what any of that is, but anyway, so what's going on? How are y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing good. We're just calling, asking for prayer. And recently we had a opportunity to maybe relocate. And we've kind of felt God trying to tell us that for the last couple of years, maybe that this season where we live is kind of run its course, and that, I don't know, maybe we're supposed to move somewhere else. And I don't know, we've just kind of felt that pull for the last couple of years, and it seems like recently there's been maybe opportunity to do that, and we've been praying a lot for God to kind of speak to us on that, and just on what to do. Really, we're just kind of just sitting and folding our hands.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what has to do with the new responsibilities and the new, like, I kept seeing, like you were filling in new shoes or something, or, you know, I don't know if that has anything to do with that or not, but, yeah, so I don't know if I can connect that to that or not, but, I don't remember what else it said, something about, yeah, like I see you, you know, just like walking in a whole nother place, like a whole nother, like I saw you, you know, like walking in the shoes of a different person or something, or, you know, like you know, let's say your father passed away or something, and then you feel his shoes, and you step in and take over, you know, take over the business or something like that. Something new. So I don't know if that fits in with that or not, but so y'all been having anything in specific calling you that direction, or are you just kind of like feeling it?
We kind of, so
my parents live back in East Texas, and most of our family is there, and we both felt like where we are is just kind of the season's over, and we just didn't know where we were supposed to, like, we knew this season was over, but we didn't really have a pull or a direction that we felt led towards. And so recently, in like the last couple of weeks, we've kind of had a pull towards East Texas again, and which, you know, we've always said we would never go back to East Texas. we've had some God kind of opening some doors. What we see is God opening doors more in like the Longview East area.
Right.
So we've been talking about it, and we've been just sitting back and saying, you know, God, we're going to see what you do, and if you open the doors, and it really does seem like he is, but it's just a big step to completely relocate everything again, and job thing, kids in school, you know, even though we're going back to our roots, it's still a very nerve-wracking thing to be like, are we excited because, you know, feeling it because we're excited because that's where family is, or is this really God? And it just makes you start kind of second guessing your your ability to hear God,
exactly.
I guess.
Yeah. I know the feeling of that. That's a lot. It's a big step. So it's scary, and yet, you know, if it's the right thing, then it's a good thing. It could be very interesting. I'm not getting anything on that at all, other than just what I just prayed over you, which I don't know how that connects to anything. But So you're how's your dad doing, by the way?
He's pretty good. He's not great on being consistent with his meds and stuff, but when he is, he's doing better. And they keep talking about wanting to start dialysis, but then they're like, well, you're kind of on the verge of, we need to start it, but you're still like, you're not getting worse, which is kind of weird that he's on that verge, but he's not getting worse. And my mom's like, well, because I'm praying. But she's, you know, she's researching all the how to heal your body and, you know, with food.
Yeah.
And you know, we all pray, obviously. And so he's not progressing worse. So that's really good considering where he is. That's wonderful. And so he's glad because he doesn't want to start dialysis. And they had some found mold in their house that they think was what was the big, because he all of a sudden like had fine and health, and we didn't know why, and they found mold, and so that was a contributing factor in that. And so they're in the process of getting that all cleaned out and redone. And so
that's a big mess doing that. Wow.
Yeah, hopefully his health will start getting better now that that's out of there. And so,
that's great that they found that. That's pretty cool.
All things considered, he's doing pretty good. So,
yeah. Awesome. That's really good.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we appreciate
that.
Those are encouraging. I mean,
seems like
filling
the new
thing.
Shoes. Somebody's trying to call in at the same. I don't want to. Oh, there they go. Okay, now it's gone. Yeah. So, Yeah, I don't know what all that means exactly. Maybe that'll make sense later. I'm not sure. But, and the prophetic realm is always so, even with me, it's like mysterious sometimes. It seems like it's like none of it makes sense. And then, you know, a month later, 2 months later, it all makes sense. So I don't know where to put all things. If I don't get anything, I just don't get anything. But
yeah,
but it doesn't mean God's not doing something. But maybe that fits in with the new shoes and him, you know, Garrett taking on, I can't remember exactly how I worded that, but filling new shoes. And so I don't know, that could be that, but
yeah.
So we'll pray about that. And you guys, now where y'all are in Allen, right?
McKinney. Yes. It's close to Allen.
McKinney. McKinney. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of that's a ways away from East Texas. Yeah. So that's kind of a,
yeah,
that's a completely different thing. Yeah. And you guys have been there for a few years now, right?
Well, yeah, we've been here about 10, 11 years, yes. And, you know, we've got, this is where our kids were born. This, you know, I mean, this has really been home.
Yeah.
So even though it's East Texas is home to us, you know, it's where we grew up. But it's just, we feel God pulling you, but there's like, you know, there's not a job there that we're going for. There's not, so it's kind of like we feel God pulling us, but the things aren't really in place yet, and so it's like, oh God, what are you doing? I see you're doing something, but what are you doing?
right. And some of the pulling could be, you know, what your dad's been going through. I mean, just, you know, as one thought process, you know, what your dad's been going through and your mom's going through all that stuff, and it sounds like you're doing better, but that could be, you know, some of it feeling, you know, be close to that, close to them.
Sure,
there's all kinds of things going with parents, but at the same time, once I moved away from my hometown, it's like I could never see me going back there. But you know, it's just so I know the feeling with that. So it's a difficult thing to deal with. Yeah, for sure.
I'm learning. As I get older, not to tell God what you're going to do and not going to do. He likes to surprise you with oh really?
Yeah.
You didn't think you were going to do that? All right.
I know, and we go through those cycles where we, you know, want to go and do something different, and you know, and it's just it's hard to read. You know, is that real? Is it tangible? Or is it spiritual? That's the thing I deal with all the time. Is like, is my change and my desire to be in a different environment, be in a different place? You know, is that in my spiritual life? Am I moving up? You know, am I moving into a new place spiritually, and I'm trying to figure out what that means, because it's very real, you know, when you're transitioning over spiritually speaking, you know, emotionally, mentally, and just growing and transitioning, you know, dying to, sometimes we start dying to our, when we've been somewhere long enough, we kind of go, well, the new kind of wears off, and, you know, we start trying to think, you know, what else should I be doing? And so it can be a spiritual thing only, you know. But that's why I'm not getting anything about that right now. But it's very real. I'm kind of going through that myself a little bit right now. That, you know, I go through these growing pains, and you know, how am I going to get there? And where's it going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what's going on with all that? So it's you know, we really have to wait and see, and wait on the Lord to give us major confirmation on it. Because that's a pretty major thing. That's a pretty big thing to move, you know. And
for sure.
Yeah, so the fact that you're praying and preparing the way for it, I think he's going to show you. I think he's going to make it clear for you, and you'll be settled on that within, you know, the next few months. I think you'll be settled on your feelings on that, and, you know, I think you'll know kind of what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason, yeah.
Praying. We're just sitting and watching and seeing what he does, and if it's supposed to happen, like you said, there's no one can close the door if it's him, and if it's not him, then
that's
it's going
right.
to be clear
that's
and
right.
obvious that there won't be doors opening. So,
yeah, that's right. I just prayed. I think that I did pray that just now, that a doors will be shut that no man can open, and doors will be open that no man can shut. I think that's one of the words. Yeah, we just prayed over you. So, So I think that's what that's saying. I think that's, since I didn't know what you're really going through, but I think that's
you might go through and you know, pray about that, listen to that word again, and then meditate on that and let him kind of show you. But I think the thing, when I hear the Lord say he's going to shut a door that no man can open and open doors no man can shut, that means that when it's time, it's so obvious that you can't even open the door and shut the door. You know, it's like it opens up before you and God did it and nobody can shut it, you know. And the door's behind you shut and nobody can mess with that. You know, you can't go back, you can't go forward until the Lord says. But when it's time, it's going to be obvious. And there's nobody that can stop it and or change it. So I think that may be part of, you know, maybe part of the answer tonight for your, as you deal with it, to know that he's going to make it really plain to you that nobody's going to be able to, it's going to open up. When it opens up, it's going to be real obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry I wish I had more.
Whether you know it or not, you definitely ministered and it was encouraging.
Okay, good. Oh, good. All right. Awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, it's good to hear from you guys. You're so welcome, and thank you guys, too. All right. Tell everybody we said hello, and tell Russ
we're
glad he's doing better.
We will.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go here. 225-364. Hang on a second. My computer's being a little slow tonight. Give me a second. All right, 225-364. Who may I talk to you? Where are you from, please? All right, 225-364. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, okay, good. I almost got you. Who may I talk to you? Where are you from, please?
Hey, my name is Karen, and I'm from Baton Rouge.
Speaking to your phone a little bit clearer, please.
I'm sorry, my phone's kind of crazy. I said my name is Karen, and I'm from Baton Rouge.
Oh, hi, Karen. Yes, thank you, Karen. I'm sorry to hear that. All right, Karen, good to have you. Let's mute you for a second, and then let's pray for you, and then we'll come back and talk to you for a little bit. See how you're doing. Thank you, Jesus, for Karen. Lord, from Baton Rouge, we just thank you, Jesus, for Karen. Lord, I thank you for her security, that the security in her life is going to mean several different things, knowing that she's secure and that you're, you know, watching over her and taking care of her, that you have her best interest at hand and that nothing can stop that and nothing can hinder that. And sometimes things can be hindered, but nothing can hinder it to the point that it can stop it. And so I take authority over every hindrance in Jesus' name, everything that would hinder you from the development that God has you developing in, and the areas that he's wanting you to develop and recreate things. God's recreating things, recreating maybe some new passions that God has put in you, recreating things, recreating, you know, connections with people, you know, and opening up people that have a different environment about them or different kind of atmosphere about them where it helps you, encourage you, build you up. You know, it makes you feel like, you know, your worth and your value. And so in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for Karen, God, that you're opening her up and making her feel secure. Her security is very important. And security also can be like, you know, like security around the president. You got protection. You got angels watching around. You got God watching over you, that he is watching. I think God's really going to show you, Karen, in some supernatural way that he's really watching over you, that he's really going to show you in a very peculiar way that may shock you, that he's with you and for you. And though we know it in our spirit, it's like sometimes we need to, it's so nice to see it tangibly happen before us. And I see God healing your heart in this thing of the rejection of fathers and rejection of, you know, where, you know, you've been overlooked and, like Leah in the Bible. Well, Leah was overlooked by her husband even. And, you know, and so God says, well, because he's overlooking you, I'm going to look at you a lot. In other words, I'm going to watch over you even more so. And so I see the Lord really just going out of his way for some reason to show you his love, show you that he's watching over you, that you know, that he's with you in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, I thank you for the fruit of the Spirit in her life, God, matching up with the power of the presence of God, the power of God and the gifts of the Spirit working together in her life, Father, in a very balanced way, to reveal to others that Jesus really is, you know, a balanced person, but a powerful person. He doesn't get wild and crazy, but he does wild and crazy things, but he's a very balanced, normal person who is, you know, healthy, wealthy, and wise, and yet does supernatural things, and the balance of the fruit and the love, the mercies in his life, balance out with the power of God in his life, to where it keeps him, you know, keeps his testimony as a person from ruining his having a overpowering, unbalanced Christian walk, where it's balanced, where we get the power of God and we get the fruit of the Spirit working in her life, God, in Jesus' name, and use her as an example of that, that it can happen. That we don't have to be crazy to walk in the anointing. We don't have to be crazy all the time to walk in the Spirit. We can be everyday, loving, kind human beings and yet be walking in the power of God at the same time. So you're going to use her for that, Father, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. What is going on, Karen? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Just at it tonight a little bit.
Huh?
I'm at it tonight. I'm praying for people and doing what I do, and I love it. So just anything you need prayer about tonight, or what's up?
Yeah. We actually have really in our family been praying heavily for a family member who's facing some legal issues. So it just kind of happened and hit the family kind of hard. So we're just praying for God's favor and his freedom and peace and protection. You know, everything you can pretty much think of, we're praying just for victory in that situation. So just ask that you keep my family member in your prayers.
Yeah, well, that sounds kind of rough. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so God's praying that you'll know his protection, that he's going to go out of his way to show you, you know, that he's with you, and maybe that has to do something with your situation that you're talking about with your family. I don't know. And God using you as an example of a good, balanced Christian who it doesn't just believe in the power of God, but believes in the fruit of the Spirit and walks in love and, you know, cares about people and yet, you know, walks in the power of God too. I don't know what's up with that, but yeah. So Jesus, we just thank you for Karen's family tonight, God. We just take authority over Satan and any instances where he tries to take advantage of the situation, in Jesus' name, we pray a covering, a protection, Father, and angels watching over them, that no one will stumble and fall. And through this situation, God, that they will all stand strong in you, Jesus. And we rebuke the oppressor. We rebuke the thief and the robber in Jesus' name. And we loosen the glory of God to pour all over her, Karen, and her family tonight, God, to put up a shield of protection, Father, and to deal with things in proper judgment, where the judgments, everything's dealt with in a very you know, proper manner, where it's in balance. It's a very balanced thing going on, where it's not just way crazy, and yet it's not the other way around. There's a balance that you're going to bring a true balance to their life, God, to the whole families in Jesus' name, so things don't get out of control. And in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God.
So how have you been doing other than that? You've been doing okay? Are you physically healthy? Everything doing pretty good? You doing okay?
I'm fine. I guess that was just the only thing that was just kind of been on my heart, you know, just causing me to pray a whole lot because, you know, you really care about your family and don't want anything to happen to them. So that's really been on my heart and my mind, and keeping the family encouraged and praying with everybody and praying as a family and all that good stuff. So, yeah, just really, really big on intercession right now.
Right, right. Well, you know, you kind of like, when you're a Christian, you become kind of a guardian over the family to a certain degree, don't you think?
Yes, that's the truth. Yeah. I think I feel in challenging times.
Right, right, yeah. And so God will choose one person, you know, at least one person out of the whole family to open up this whole thing about, you know, a guardian, somebody who, you know, becomes in a sense a guardian angel or a guardian prayer warrior over the family. And some people know how to pray, some people don't know how to pray. And somebody who knows how to pray, you know, God uses them kind of like a guardian in a sense. So I think that's probably you.
Yes, yes. He's praying that God continue to fill me up. I have something to pour out.
Yeah, I think he's saying it to you tonight, that he's going to use you as a balance of, you know, his power and authority, you know, to be a guardian, you know, as best we can in our prayers, and also that you have a good balance of the love of God and the power of God, and you believe in the power of God, but you believe in, you know, the fruit of the Spirit too, and God really using you to bring a balance to that and show people that. I think it's important.
Amen. Glory to God.
All right. Anything else tonight?
Thank you so. No. Thank you so much for the encouragement and the prayer. I really appreciate it. God bless you. May He open doors up for you as well.
Well, thank you very much, Karen. I appreciate that. All right, Karen. God bless. And we'll be praying for your family. God. And I know that you will be too. We'll be agreeing with you and holding your hands up. Because I think God's really called you to be like a guardian as far as a prayer warrior and activating the heavens to, you know, protect and watch over and make sure God's will gets done and people don't die and go to hell, right? That's the main thing.
Amen. Yep. Good guy.
All right, Karen, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll talk to you later. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, let's take another caller here. I'm a little close to my computer tonight for some reason. I think we got it now. All right. All right, y'all pray for Karen. And let's believe God for her family to be protected and kept and provided for. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Blessings. All right, 832-231. Can I talk to you? Where are you from, please?
I'm Tasha from Houston. Hello.
Say it again, please. Hello.
Tasha from Houston.
Hey, Tasha. All right, Tasha.
Hey, how are you?
Let's pray for you. And I'm going to mute you there for a second. Let's pray for you tonight, Tasha. And all right, Tasha, let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for Tasha tonight, Father. Well, we thank you for the alabaster box, for the alabaster box. That breaking of the seal of the alabaster box in her life, God, to where you are, you know, you are opening her up. You are opening. God's opening up some new things with you, Tasha. And I feel like the woman who had the who broke the seal in the alabaster box, a very expensive, you know, perfume, a spikenard, that she poured it out on Jesus. And because she reverenced him and she loved him and really believed that he was, you know, the beauty. He was the beauty of the earth. He was a beautiful one in the earth. He was the glorious king, the Messiah, the Lord, the master. And I thank you, Lord, for Tasha tonight, God, that you're breaking that seal in her life and that alabaster box in her life, God, to help other people realize around her that they smell that fragrance in her life. Just like people we talk about tonight about how that, you know, a dog can smell fear. They sense it. They smell it. I think that people do the same thing. They can sense and they can smell, and they may not really physically smell it, but they sense an aroma about somebody. And I thank you, Lord, for opening it up, and people around her will begin to realize the value in her and open up their hearts and their minds know that Tasha's willing to pay the price and willing to give her life, willing to pay it all, whatever it takes. and that you're blessing her, Jesus, and opening her up to worship you and to honor you with great value, with her heart truly values you, Jesus, and truly, you know, wants to express how valuable you are to her, and she's willing to give her all for you, Jesus, and opening that up in her, the spirit of worship and love, and God, and opening her up in the love realm, and let the love realm come back around to her in Jesus' name, and all the love realm has tried to be robbed from her authority over that, over the thief and the liar. And we speak that the love that you deserve, the love that belongs to you, the love that God has for you is being brought to you in Jesus' name. And you're not going to be robbed of that love. God's going to make it real. He's going to bring it forth in Jesus' name and manifest it in your life. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
All right. Yeah, Tasha, how are you doing?
In Jesus' name. I'm blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored. Yeah. And thank you for the word. I receive it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just saw like that, you know, alabaster box thing going on tonight. I don't know what's up with that, but you know, she was just in that circumstance. She was willing to, you know, worship Jesus in front of everybody. You know, it's like even though there's a people that didn't even like her. You know, when she went in there, there were people that didn't like her, and she knew it. She didn't care. You know, she worshiped the Lord in front of them. Like, I'm not ashamed of my Jesus, and I don't care what you think about how much I love him. I'm going to do it anyway. That's kind of what I saw tonight. I don't know what's up with that, but really, really cool.
I need prayer for strength and protection, and I need the spirit of the alabaster spirit to be received and shown in my life too, and protected for me and my son.
Okay, protection for you and your son, and
yes, and
what
spiritual
else?
Spiritual healing, and protection and finances.
Yeah, amen. Okay, Lord, I just thank you tonight. I speak forth the spirit of destruction be broken off. Where the enemy tries to come in and destroy emotionally, mentally, spiritually, that you bring in spiritual healing, God, on everything that the enemy has tried to come in and steal and destroy and rob. I thank you, Lord, that we've caught the robber. She's going to catch the robber, the thief, and he's going to have to pay back everything that is owed to her in Jesus' name. Everything that is owed to her, God, in the name of Jesus, pray for her, for her protection, God. For her child, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the seed, that you protect our seed. You protect them, God. We're at your mercy. We're at your, you know, we can't protect ourselves from spiritual things. We need you. We've got to have you. And I thank you, Lord, for Tasha, God, that she worships you, and as she opens up her life to that, God, that you're going to bring that provision, that power, that protection in the name of Jesus and provide for her, Father. Right now, I speak the spirit of provision. I speak the wealth and blessing over her, God, and to the things that belong to her, God, that have been robbed and stolen. Bring them back in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Cool.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Tasha, anything else? What else going on? Anything you want to talk about or share? What's going on?
No, I'm just blessed and highly favored and receive every word that came out your mouth today.
Yeah, right. All right. Wow, alabaster box. I haven't given a word like that to somebody in a while, so I don't know what. So God's breaking something open for you there.
Thank God. Thank the Lord, and I receive it in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Let his will be done.
Amen.
Because
right.
I'm ready to do it unapologetically. I'm ready to do his will and let his will be done.
Believe that. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Praise God. In Jesus' name.
Yeah, and God give you the keys of understanding, the keys to unlock the things that you need, how to unlock things, how to loosen things, how to receive things. Amen. Everything you need. All right.
Thank you so much. No, sir. Thank you so much. Okay.
Okay, you're so welcome. All right. Goodbye. All right, let's go here to the 402-214 to Sharon. I think it's Sharon from New York.
Hi. I was just praying that you would get to take my call tonight. Thank you.
Well, I just did.
I know.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. All right, let's mute you for a second. Let's pray for you, and then we'll come back and talk for a minute. Thank you, Lord, for sharing, God. We thank you, Lord, for letting her know this sense of being loved and, you know, learning how to be alone without being alone. Sometimes we're, you know, Paul the Apostle was alone a lot when he wrote, you know, most of the New Testament. A lot of the New Testament, he was alone. God positioned him to be alone for a reason. Now, he had people come and visit him. He had kinfolk, you know, come and visit him, and the brothers came and visit him sometimes. But he was basically alone many times. And yet you used that alone time for him to write, to do things, and show Sharon the things that you want her to do while she's in that place, while she is by herself at times. You know, what you want her to think about, what you want her to focus on in ways that she couldn't if she had a bunch of things going on, and let her, that she will use this time in her life, God, to get great rewards in heaven, that the things that she believed for and focused on. It's like Paul the Apostle, when all that time he spent in prison, you know, basically alone many times. He would, you know, there was something, you know, he got more rewards from that because that's when so much stuff was done. So let her see the things you want her to do in this time, in this place, so it's not wasted time, that there's no wasted time with God in sharing, that it is all somehow going somewhere, doing something, bearing fruit, Father, in her life, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, so what's going on, girl?
Oh, wow. I needed that. That's a really good prayer for me. So you knew that. I wanted to tell you something really quick. You know how you were bringing up the scent with the animals and how they have that great sense of smell? And I think you're really onto something there with about fear. I really think that there's something that, because I've seen heaven uses that smell. A lot of people who have seen Mary or feel God's presence, they smell roses. They smell, it's one of the signs. And, you know, if there's demonic around, they smell like a sulfur, a horrible putrid smell.
Oh.
So obviously, you know, God does use the sense of smell for things. And I don't know how that all plays into what you were talking about, but, it was very, it reminded me of that sense of smell does, I think you know, even if we don't actually realize, you know, the people that are picking up that a person is insecure or they're scared or they're angry, you do feel it.
You do feel it, right.
When you're sensitive. And I've had a lot of that around here with my dog, you know, and because she can see what I can't see.
Right.
And she gets scared and she goes to the corner or she looks up in an area that I don't see anything, but she does, you know.
Yeah.
So the animals do... I'd like you to pray for her. She's still targeted, I guess. But I'm glad you must have picked up that that's on my heart, the being alone and what am I doing and a waste of my life, wasted. I'm just kind of a waste.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, we all go through that thing of feeling like we're wasting time. It's like, I deal with it too because, I'm not by myself all the time, but a lot, you know, and, because during the day I'm
you know, by myself, basically. And, you know, so, you know, it's, I was going through that thought process thing myself. I was surprised that I was telling it to you, because that's what I was thinking about, how that Paul the Apostle spent time, you know, God designated him to spend time by himself. And if we can all learn how to, when we spend those times alone, to use them productively, then, you know, it doesn't get wasted. And so, you know, I think I've wasted a lot of time in my life, I think. And the Lord's saying, redeem the time, use every moment. And the season that we're in, I think that we're in, you know, biblically, I think it's even more pressing to, you know, use every moment the best we can without trying to work ourselves into a frenzy. I'm not talking about, you know, getting overwhelmed with things, but just be available for God to do whatever he wants to do. So I think it's real important. Yeah, it is. And, you know, I get a lot of revelation. God shows me a lot of different things. Sometimes I never know what I'm going to talk about. Like tonight I talked about the emotional realm, the mental realm. And, you know, for some reason I just went there. You know, I had a lot of other things I wanted to talk about. But, you know, the Lord just said, I want you to go there and I want you to talk about that. And so I did, you know. And a lot of people deal with things and they don't know where it's coming from, and they blame themselves or they just don't understand it. So, you know, so you never know where we're going to go. I mean, I never know where I'm going to go. Yeah, because whatever's on my mind that day.
Well, I'm glad you spoke about it, because that is so true. You know, used to be, I'd pick it up much stronger, and I'd have to stop and figure out, am I feeling this or is somebody else feeling this, you know? Where is this coming from, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Because
exactly.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't if you don't figure it out, it can mess you up. You know, we need to know where, like a dog will be so sensitive that it will know exactly where that fear is coming from.
Right.
You know,
they
know exactly where it's coming from. And
and
the aroma thing, the Bible talks about how we're a sweet aroma to the Father, and I think it's actually an aroma that comes from us.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. No, you're absolutely right. And if you're not, you know, really open and clear and connected with God, you don't know where it's coming from. And it's helped me the times I've realized it's not me, it's somebody else, you know. I don't know how I was able to get to that, but I'm really not there right now. I mean, I do walk into a place, though, and I feel all this evil or anger or, you know, you don't want to be there.
It's a very real world. It's very real.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, and people don't always understand that. Well, I appreciate what you said. It's, you know, it's one of those things where you never know, am I in this situation because of something I've done wrong, or is this where God wants me to be? But then I come back to what you reminded me of, is he allows it. If he's allowing it, then I just have to go with it, right? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, could you imagine the Apostle Paul sitting there blaming himself for getting put in prison and missing out?
Right.
Instead of writing the most of the Word of God, he would have been sitting there, you know, like we can do sometimes, and pout about, you know, well, what did I do wrong? You know, I don't know, what did I do, you know? It's like he was very clear-minded that he knew exactly it had nothing to do with him, that he was doing his job. And that's where he landed, and he realized that God had a purpose for it, and that's what he did. He wrote, you know, most of his writings. And now we're all reading them. And there he was lonely and by himself, and so it's something to think about.
Well, it is. I tell you what I did think about earlier tonight, though, because my pain has gone off the charts now. All of a sudden I've got the sciatica added on top of everything else. So it's a constant, you know, I'm sure if you've ever had that, that pain, it hurts like hell, you know.
Right.
And there's nothing you can do to change it. I can't. But I was thinking about that because I remember this prayer twice, two times in my life that I was standing there and I was praying specifically about something with God. This time it was that I had never, I was talking to God, and I've been through a whole lot of stuff in my life, you know, a lot of emotional pain. But I said to him, you know, I've never really had to suffer. I was thinking about, you know, the crucifixion and everything. And I thought, well, I've never really, you know, I've never had to suffer like that. And I've never, you know, had that kind of pain, physical pain. I've been healthy, you know, strong. I'm telling you right away, I, you know, get in this car accident and I get this back issue and there you go. Been in pain ever since. And I'm like, oh, I wasn't asking for it, you know. But
yeah, right.
That, it's kind of funny because it literally it did. It happened. And the other time was I was standing there thanking God for something and I was saying I wanted to be a strong mother, you know, a really good mother like my mom was, right?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, within 24, 48 hours, my whole world fell apart. I mean, the bottom just fell out. I got a Dear John letter in the mail from my husband, who was in New York, you know, his job that we're supposed to move out here. And, I mean, he didn't come back for 5.5 years. Everything fell apart. So now I'm very... I don't pray for patience because, you know, you're going to end up standing in line for 20, 30 years if you pray for patience because that's, you know, that's how I found out, you know, he doesn't just zap you and give you the gift, you know, you have to work out, right? You have to work out to get those muscles. But
you just don't wake up with it.
Well, I wanted to just wake up with it, okay? I just wanted, you know, okay, instead of having to go without and stand in lines and, you know, constantly this and that, but not getting what you need. It's how you get patient.
Right.
So, I don't know. I appreciate your prayers. Thank you.
All right.
I don't
want to
keep you.
All right. Yeah, I've got other callers are going to go on. So anything else you need to pray about?
Yeah, that was the the only thing. I would like you to pray for my daughter, Dana.
For Dana? Okay, Dana.
Yeah.
All right.
And
all right,
Beauty.
Let's do that. I'm going to mute. And Beauty, your dog. We thank you for the dog, God. We thank you, Lord, for the dog. We thank you, Lord, for using a dog, just like you used a dog with the prophet, Balaam, to show him he was going the wrong direction or whatever. Or not the wrong direction, but he wanted to stop him in his tracks, make him think about what he was doing before he went forward with it. And you use animals in the most unusual ways. And we thank you, Lord, that animal could see an angel in front of him and the prophet couldn't see it. So we thank you, Lord, for using Beauty to just be a blessing and be healthy and used to help Sharon, know what's happening in different ways. Just like the donkey did with Balaam. There's an angel. He tried to stop him from getting his head cut off, you know. the angel was fixing to cut Balaam's head off, and the angel saw it and tried to protect him. And then Balaam didn't understand it and started trying to get him to go forward and, you know, whoop him with a, you know, come on, man. So help us understand our animals, God, and when you use them in Jesus' name. Amen. And for Dana, we pray for Dana tonight, Sharon's daughter, we thank you, Jesus. We just take authority over the thief where he would try to steal and rob from her, rob her peace, rob her life, rob her future, and just bless her, God, and cause her to be to distinguish between evil and bad. Sometimes things are evil. Some things are just people have problems, and they have bad problems. There's a difference between that. And thank you, Jesus. She can discern and distinguish between right and wrong and know when something's really evil, when something really needs to be dealt with in an evil sense, in the sense of the level of evil, and something just needs to be dealt with in the level of, it's a problem that can be fixed, with the right answers. So thank you, Jesus, for protecting her, watching her, and helping her, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. All right, 503-318. Who am I talking to, Reverend, please?
Hello, Randy. This is Robin from Oregon.
Hey, Robin.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. This is really cool because I was just thinking about you. Honestly, when was it? A couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. I was like going, you know.
Awesome.
Wondering how you were doing. And,
wonderful.
You know, just
mm-hmm.
prayed for you a little bit and just kind of lifting up for the Lord. So it's really cool.
Thank you.
That's
wonderful.
Really awesome. And there you are calling me, Doc. You answered my call too. It's like you're calling in because you're like going,
thinking about
I need to check in. Randy's wondering about me, how I'm doing.
Exactly.
Well, let's pray for you, and then we'll come back and talk for a second.
Okay.
I'm going to mute you just for a second, so I don't have any background noise. Thank you, Lord, for Robin. God, I thank you, Lord, for her. Just so amazing. I was just thinking about her, and she calls in. It's so sweet, Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Okay. So, thank you, Lord, for that thankfulness, that to the gratitude, God, of lifting her up, and I just see, it's almost like I see you laying down on the ground or like on a bed or something, or just like laying down, and you're like kind of flopped out, like wow. And I see these angels, girl, this is amazing, picking you up, wanted like at each arm and leg, and just picking you up so gently and lifting you up. I see you being lifted up, and God bringing, you know, like a special intervention and just lifting you up. And because I kept seeing the spirit of praise and an attitude of gratitude, just like gratitude for what God has done. And it's like you know, I don't know if this is something you have gone through already or, you know, something just like so yielded to the Lord, so, you know, broken before him, knowing that if he doesn't do something, you know, if God doesn't move, you know, nothing can change for good, you know, for God. And it's like I saw you at that place of just totally, you know, yielded, and to the point to where you were like, you know, just out on the ground, and the angels came and picked you up and stood you up on your feet and strengthened you and carrying you when you need it. And I don't know, it's just like, I remember when I asked the Lord to, you know, do a great work in me, and I asked for the biggest prayer. I did the Jabez prayer, you know, familiar with the Jabez prayer, but that was a book several years ago, and I read it, and it says, pray the biggest prayer you can pray. And so I thought, what's the biggest prayer I could pray for myself? You know, that's what it says. It says, pray for yourself. But what's the biggest thing you'd want to ask for God to do? And I thought, well, what's the biggest thing I could ask God to do? I said, I want to be the greatest man of God that ever lived beside Jesus. Well, I'm like, well, that was the biggest thing I could think of, right? That's what I did. And I prayed that. And I mean to tell you, you know, by the time God got to the war, through with all the things that went on, you know, I was out like that. And then God came like in an angelic form somehow or another and just picked me up and carried me. I mean, at times I need to be carried. It's like, because I became to the point to where I was so realized that, you know, when we come to the end of our own strength, it doesn't mean we're doing things wrong or bad. It just means we come to realize that our strength just can't do it. And that's a very special time. It's a very special moment. That's a very special thing that goes on that I think I was smelling better to God, like being a sweet aroma to God at that moment in my life than I ever had been. And it wasn't like, you know, I'd done something wrong, I'd done something bad, like everything was falling. But it's just like I just became broken. And everything I dreamed of and believed God for all my life, you know, he started connecting me to things. And so I don't know what's going on with you exactly, but it was with me, that was it was difficult. I felt helpless, but God wanted me to feel helpless. I'd never had Jesus carry me before. And I was always pretty strong-willed. And, you know, I took me and Jesus, we go arm in arm together as brothers, you know, as my Lord and my Savior and also my brother. And, you know, we walk beside each other and not, I don't need you to carry me, Jesus. You know, and then, boy, when I found out that, you know, how precious it was to him to carry me and to, you know, how much he loved it. And it's a special moment and a special time, changed my life, girl. I can't even explain that. You know, and so, you know, I don't know what's happening, but I see like God, just the angels just, you know, picking you up and giving you his strength and giving you his glory and giving you his power and giving you his love and giving you his mercy and giving you his grace and his patience and his compassion, you know, because we all have our own compassion. We all have our own patience. I can be patient to a certain degree, but there it went. Bye-bye. Hello, Jesus. I need some more patience. Give me your patience. And so he starts giving me his patience. So I come to the end of my patience, and then I enter into his. And that's the whole point of what he was trying to do with me, was help me come to the end of my patience. You know, when is this going to, and yet my life was good in so many ways, but it's like I wanted to enter into that place where he was my strength. He was my glory. He was the power that I walked in. He was my patience. He's my kindness. You know, and I'm not there yet. I haven't attained it at all, close to perfection, at not any, you know, no way. But it's a whole different kind of life. And it was like, you know, amazing. So I don't know, God's, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's actually a very beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. A sweet aroma to the Lord, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
beautiful.
That was very unusual.
Beautiful.
What I saw, that was very powerful, by the way.
Mm. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been so good. He's been so good. There's been so many times that he's like just, you know, rescued me. He's done so much and also caused him, you know, just me to think bigger and, you know, better, like then, you know, because sometimes I think too small in a situation.
Sure.
So he's stretching me that way too. It's just been, you know, amazing. And I don't know, you know, just it seems like lately too, it's like, you know, I know there's like we're entering into like a new, you know, kingdom age where he's stretching us to like start, you know, putting our enemies under, you know, his feet. And I started, you know, like seeing, too, that I have more authority than I thought. You know, he's given us authority over the enemy and even with our kids, with our, you know, so there's been some stuff instead of, like, praying, it's like, okay, I'll take authority over this. And I just, you know, start to cry,
wow.
Oh, devil, you can't, you know, you're not going to do this. I'm not letting, you know, I'm standing in the gap because God's given me authority over this. So just stretching my thinking and like I don't always, you know, it's like he helps straighten me up when I'm not thinking the correct way. I mean, I just recently we were, you know, going through a situation and there was some fear there. And then, you know, heard a message too. And that's a spirit of fear. It's a demon, you know. Why are we tolerating that? Why are we putting up with that? You know, we can walk in God's peace. And I wasn't sure, like, how you thought about that because you can, you know, you hear, like, some people, they may, you know, like, not want to move forward. There might be something that's scary to them. But at the same time, they move forward with, you know, courage, knowing that God's got them.
Sure.
And, you know, some, you know, try and understand too, like the difference in that between something that you're fearful about, which is like a spirit of fear versus something that, you know, God's like getting, you know, take those steps, walk this way.
Yeah.
And even though you feel something, you're going to, you know, you're going to succeed, you know, you're going to have victory over it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because what I was trying to explain to you that I was seeing, because when I see things, I don't always understand all of it. But it's like you entered into a place where it was God's power through you. It was, you know, I mean, you know, it's like it wasn't when I saw you down on the floor or whatever, like you were laid out. it wasn't like you were dead or you were, it's like your strength now became God's strength. It's like the angels were giving you strength. The Lord, you know, like when Joshua was getting ready to go into take Cain to walk to cross the Jordan and go to Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
he just kind of like realized, mm-hmm. I can't do this. I mean, it was scary for him in a sense. But then, you know, it caused
mm-hmm.
him to cry out to God. And God says, you know, I'm going to do it through you. I'm going to give you the strategy. I'm going to do it my way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I saw
mm-hmm.
going on with you. It's like, you know, when
mm-hmm.
you were being picked up, it wasn't because you did something wrong or you went a bad girl or it had nothing to do with
mm-hmm.
that. It was more of
mm-hmm.
the strength of God is now, you know, I live and move
mm-hmm.
and have my being through him.
Hallelujah. Yes.
That is
mm-hmm.
awesome, girl. Are you kidding me? That is
awesome. Yes,
amazing.
Beautiful.
When I saw that, I thought, what is
mm-hmm.
that, Jesus? I didn't even know what it was at first. It was powerful.
And just, you know, as you, we, you know, Keith and I were just talking, not, you know, we've mentioned, talked about that a few times, you know, in reference to like crossing over, you know, and that had to be, you know, you imagine what that was like for them, you know, crossing over on dry land, you know, with a wall.
Water
on each side of it. You know? So it's amazing. So I'm sure they felt something like, oh, wow, you know. But at the same time, they did it. They took the steps and obeyed God, you know, did it and had success. So praise the Lord. So, yeah, he's just stretching us, you know, to, like, really trust him to, you know, that he has us. And I've listened to other people, too, you know, and that you've prayed for and stuff like that. And it's the same thing. He's got their back, you know. He's got us. He never fails. He never lets us in. He always, like, has a way, you know. And I was just reminding him, too, Lord, you say you always give a way of, you know, escape to get out of something. So it doesn't matter what it is and whether you're, you know, you feel like it's, you know, a situation or your job or something or some kind of pressure for something. He has an answer, you know. He's got a way. So we don't have to, like, move in fear of something. So, hallelujah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That is good. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you, Lord.
Hey, man,
mm-hmm.
that was really cool. I have never seen anything like that before.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you were, in your position on when you were laying out, it's like you weren't, like, you know, you were kind of like laid out. I mean, you were just kind of flopped down or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you had
mm-hmm.
no strength in yourself. And, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
And it's like God's strength just came and just lifted you up. And
mm-hmm.
yeah.
That's good.
It was,
mm-hmm.
So there's something's been going on for sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have all the answers for all that, but it sounds like what you're talking about is part of it for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's, you know, just God, you know, just in different areas, like, challenging us. And, yeah, if you can, you know, pray for Keith, too. He's taken a step and trying to, you know, to do more, you know, not like just to step out, like, do what he knows he needs to do. We're both, like, trying to be, you know, I mean, God's just challenged us, too, with things like, you know, take care of the things that you have that I've given you, you know. Respect that, you know what I mean, and be a good steward and all those things. So
right,
yeah, so there's a bunch and trying to eat better and so
sure
it's been really good. Like, I want to live the best that we can, so not that it's under like any religious thing, but because he's so good and everything, he's gentle, you know, with it. But so I want to be, you know, obedient to that. Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. So thank you. And so, yeah, if you can pray for Keith, he's like on a trip. He's on a trip and he, without me, so it's really good. He's good, you know, stepping out, doing stuff. So,
yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said Keith was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm in a hard time. Your sound is a little bit muffled, so I have a little bit of a hard time hearing you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he's out of town. He's doing something to help one of our boys. So he is, so he's doing good.
Oh, great.
So I just, you know, being, he's been doing that. Like, I know his health was pretty, you know, it was like he was having some struggles before. And I think there was like some fear in that. So he's really stepping up to,
right.
Really, you know, trust God and it's good. Yep. So he's gone for a couple of days
awesome.
Here. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Lord.
Amen. While he's gone, we just mm-hmm. thank you, Lord, for a whole transition starting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for a transition.
Yes.
And the transitions and positions to open up.
Mm-hmm.
And like what I saw with you, it's like, you know,
mm-hmm.
you being, it's like that was a whole different position you were in with God.
Mm-hmm.
You were like
mm-hmm.
out before him. And if he doesn't
mm-hmm.
motivate you and give you the strength and the ability to do it, you're not going to do it. It's like
you yeah.
said, your realm of authority. It's a higher, a
mm-hmm.
much higher level of realm of authority because it's
mm-hmm.
his, pure to his authority. And
well,
so
yeah.
that transition of position with you, that
mm-hmm.
your position with him is has changed and is changing.
Because
yeah. it changes and it keeps on changing. You know, we enter into
mm-hmm.
the change, but yeah. And for Keith, well, we just thank you, Father, for that.
God.
We thank you, Lord, for covering, watching, protecting, resurrecting him, God, things that he has forgotten about, remind him of things that he's known before, that every time we take communion, we do this in remembrance of you. Let him remember things that he's
yes,
forgotten,
Lord.
God, that we, you know, that, that have been faded
mm.
out over the years. Remind him, reinvigorate him, re-strengthen him, re-energize
yes.
him, God, with your power and, and a purpose, God, that there's a purpose. And
yes.
It's not a bunch of anxiety,
amen.
Stressful purpose, but it's a fulfilling purpose. And
amen.
Fulfill us and strengthen and brings to life.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, yeah, in Jesus'
yes.
name, hallelujah. Because we find our purpose
hallelujah.
And come alive.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Stepping into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. It's his energy, his strength, his power, yep, his victory. So really good. Has he talked to you, told about like the new, you know, the new, you know, age that we're moving into? I know I've heard you say some
yeah.
stuff, but. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, I've been talking about it
oh,
a
cool.
lot. I go in and out of it, but we're, you know, when
mm-hmm.
Trump, you know, didn't win and Biden did, you know, I've heard of, you know, God shouted the name Joseph Biden to me years ago, and I just didn't know
mm-hmm.
what his role was going to be because I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat like he is. You know, I've always
uh-huh.
kind of been a conservative, and he was,
mm-hmm.
You know, probably a good guy in a lot of ways. But
yeah.
So when he became president, there's a lot around that, but that to
mm-hmm.
me was a signal of an ushering in of a new era that we're in. And and so God is bringing an end to, you know, a lot of things in the new world, and the world system is going to begin to be developed. But that also means
mm.
that the body of Christ is going to enter into a whole new place of power and authority that we've never been in before.
Yeah.
You know, and
amen.
So it's not
mm-hmm.
just like everything's bad. It's actually
mm-hmm.
good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Oh.
I could talk about it in a lot of different
okay.
ways. But. So we enter into
wonderful.
Our new place opening up.
Mm-hmm.
The one world
mm-hmm.
system's going. You know, God always. It's in the Bible. It's going to form. It's going to shape.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, like never before. And yet at the same time, the body of Christ is realizing, like in the Book of Acts. The Book of Acts atmosphere was not that of having a Trump. You know, we didn't have. They didn't have a Trump. You know, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
somebody who was on their side, to, or at least, he tried to be on their side for the most part. You know,
mm-hmm.
they had a government that was against them. They had a religious system that was against them, and there was persecution and
mm-hmm.
trouble. But the power of God through the church rose up, and God established a throne in the earth in the day of Pentecost. You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
so kind of that atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I've been talking about is the day of Pentecost. Put Pentecost and Revelation, the Book of Revelation together, and I think you're going to have a pretty good idea what's going to go on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's kind of a nutshell
yeah,
version, but yeah, that's kind of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
so what are you hearing?
Well,
what are you learning about?
I'm hearing, you know, many, like, you know, prophets saying that, you know, about the election, you know, that there was some bad stuff that happened and that there's things behind the scene, you know, that are going on. And that Trump will be put back, you know, put back in.
Yeah, in August. Yeah.
And as different, as a different, like, spirit-filled, as empowered. But also, like you said, like the body of Christ, like waking up to take their authority, because I feel like we've, and I've, you know, just, you know it's true that we've, like, let this stuff happen in the schools and the politics and the media and every area, like, let our guard down and trusted. And I thought, you know, I just think that we haven't, like, been involved, and we haven't, like, and I think everybody, every American, like, has a job to do, you know, as a Christian, but to be involved, you know, whether it's like PTA or something you're doing, you know, to, like, watch that this never happens again, because, yeah, even the kids, you know, what they're going through too, I just keep learning more and more stuff and go, oh my gosh, this is not good.
Yeah, it's getting crazy.
So
they're
being hurt in every area. Yeah, in every single area. So that's what I'm hearing. But that, you know, we have some, like, the, you know, just again, prophetic, you know, people saying that, that God's, like, pushing back the darkness, you know, telling the enemy it's not his time for the tribulation stuff. Not yet. And that there's a great harvest of people, you know, first that are going to get born again. And I don't, you know, many, like billions, I don't know how many, but very, it's going to be huge. And so we all have a job to do, have a part to play, you know, to be involved and not, like, relax and let our guard down again. And so there's some time, you know, like, to see God's glory, you know, fill the earth and cover the earth. So it's exciting, but at the same time, it doesn't mean we don't, there's not a real enemy, you know, trying to stop that. But so, but that's what I'm here, you know, and so I want to hear what you, because you've been, you know, right. So, of course, you know.
Well, we've been talking about that for a long time, but I do think it's time.
Mm-hmm.
I think the tribulation is a little bit different than people think it is. I think that in the tribulation is going to be great revival. I think in the tribulation, different parts of it, I think that because people keep asking Robin for more time. Like you hear this thing, and I thought about it. I thought the same thing for many years. God, we just need more time. Well, what do we need more time for? I mean, what's the thinking on that, you think? More time for what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do we need more time for?
To grow up.
To grow up? Well, yeah. So what helps people? Right. What helps people grow up is pressure. The Bible says through tribulation, we're not necessarily talking about the great tribulation, but the Bible says through tribulation, we enter in to the kingdom, you know, through great pressure, through tribulation, we enter into the kingdom. So it's not about, the book of Acts was a time where the church grew up and became strong, you know, so it was, in a sense, a tribulation in the book of Acts because, you know, the leaders were being killed. I mean, it wasn't like a picnic, you know, and yet the church was strong. Right. The church was glorious. The church was powerful, and they didn't have a Trump as president. Trump is not going to be president in August. I mean, I know they're saying that, but that's not going to happen. But, and there's a lot of people saying it. A lot of people said, because I got, you know, I spoke very plainly, very clearly that I didn't vote for Biden. I voted for Trump, you know, both times. And I was a Trump person, but God showed me that when Biden, you know, when they said that he won the election, you know, then Trump starts on November the 7th, and then Trump starts suing everybody, you know, for it. Yeah. There was something done wrong with the election, but the thing is that the way I see it is that God was allowing that to happen because it's a picture of the system, and it's time for the system to rise up. And form itself. It's going to form itself. God's allowing it to happen, and He's allowing it to happen so that the body of Christ will get a little pressure on them, a real pressure, and grow up. Because the only way we're not going to grow up with a Trump administration. As much as I loved having it, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I voted for it.
Mm-hmm.
But Biden is a sign of that.
that we are entering into tribulation. We are entering into that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
mm-hmm.
the preparation for that. So, but people,
mm-hmm.
most people don't understand the
mm-hmm.
tribulation. They misunderstand it. Therefore, they try to run from it. The tribulation is a crowning
yeah.
point for those who are called to be part of it. It's a crowning point for us. It's not something we want to run from
mm-hmm.
or be afraid of. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's we have been chosen
yeah.
like a royal priesthood to be in the midst of that,
mm.
and God uses us in the middle of it. And then you got the two
yeah.
witnesses that are going to be running rampant.
Mm.
I mean, they're going to be tearing up the Antichrist
mm-hmm.
wherever he goes. The Bible says in Revelation 11 that
mm.
they're going to be, you know, have, you know, tearing up everything. They're going to be tearing up everything the Antichrist is doing. They make
yeah.
it sound like the Antichrist is going to be so powerful, so dominant, and yet you have these two guys,
mm-hmm.
just these two. They talk about these two guys tearing
uh-huh.
up their stuff wherever he goes. They're tearing it up. That's why when they
wow.
finally killed him,
wow.
when they finally killed him, the
mm-hmm.
two witnesses, that there was like the whole world rejoiced. Because why? Because they everything the Antichrist tried to do. I'm hearing something in the background. What? Hello?
Oh, sorry. I have like
oh, that's okay. I was hearing like
another
a
call. But
yeah.
but yeah, it's like God is
yeah. So
the
two
and,
witnesses
you know,
are going to, like, people act like, oh, you know, the Holy Ghost is going to be gone and the church is going to be gone, and so that the Antichrist can have his full reign. Well, that how can that even be? When if they even believe at Revelation 11, where it talks about the two witnesses are going to be tearing him up, how can they even say that the Holy Ghost is going to be gone, the church? I mean, how can they say that when the two witnesses of all people are going to be full of the power of God and can have plagues anytime they want to? They're going to be tearing
mm-hmm.
him up. I don't get
mm-hmm.
it.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. So, you know, yeah, I feel like we were born for this time, you know, so it's
yes.
time to, like, be bold, you know, wake up and not be afraid, you know, and grow up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
because
the
lot of the preachers have pumped the church so full of fear about this time that now that we're here, the church is freaking out. They're going, oh, my God, no, we don't want that tribulation. We don't want that. But they don't realize what we're
mm-hmm.
inviting in is the end of the end of this age. We're inviting in
yep.
the end of this age to where we enter into a whole other place.
Mm.
And they don't see that. They see it as, oh, my God, we're all going to get our heads cut off. You know, that's how they look at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I believe just the opposite.
Mm.
I do believe there's many people get their
wow.
heads cut off. The book of Acts, the leaders will, a lot of the leaders will, you know, get persecuted. And there's going to be, but there's going to be a
mm-hmm.
lot of protection. The woman in the wilderness, the 144,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a whole other group
mm-hmm.
of people called people from every tongue, nation. And, you know, they're going to be there too. And so it's, to me, I'm going, what's going on with all these people?
yeah.
That's sorry, I get excited
awesome.
About that.
A different perspective. No, I love to hear it. Because, yeah, it's good. We have time to, like, wake up and be bold. And, you know, like I said, I heard the other day, you know, with that, yeah, fear is it's a spirit. So, come on, you know,
yeah.
to have that again. Yeah. So, anyway, praise the Lord. I just, you know, want to grow and get bold and get busy, you know, doing what he wants me to do. Hallelujah.
Well, it sounds like
thank
to me,
you so much.
I mean, I have never seen, I mean, as soon as I got you on tonight, I saw
mm-hmm.
that, what I told you, just as plain
mm-hmm.
as day. And
mm-hmm.
I'm going, Lord,
mm-hmm.
I have never, I didn't, because I had never
mm-hmm.
seen it before. I didn't even know what it was. Well, what is that? And in a nutshell,
mm-hmm.
it's about, by his power, he's raising you up, just like Christ being dead
thank
in the tomb
wow.
and him coming
mm.
forth by the power of God and the angels, you know, around him and,
mm.
and you know, the whole thing. And
mm.
it's like, I'm going, what is this girl doing
thank
over there?
I don't know.
It's awesome.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I'm so thankful for his, you know, he's got it. He's got our back. He's like, he knows what we need. There's the answer. So, hallelujah. It's just trust him, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's the hard part.
Yeah, hallelujah.
So. Yeah. I find myself not trusting him on a lot of things. And he says, what are you doing? I'm going
mm-hmm.
like, what do you mean? What am I? He said, you're not trusting me. I went, oh, sorry. You know, it's something that we have to be honest about. And most people lie to themselves about it. That's why they never really grow in that area, because they lie to themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, yeah, I fully trust God all the way. I'm like, if you fully trust God all the way, friend, we'd all be walking on the water by now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
that's true.
We
got to
sober up.
Mm-hmm. Very true. That is true.
I'm having to wake up all the time. I think that's what the great awakening is going to be. The church is going to realize.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we got the Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah, we got God in the earth with us here. What are we afraid of? What are we doing? You know, that's the great awakening, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, duh. Wake up!
So have you written something on that, like on your, you know, like a book or?
You know, I don't really write books. I probably should.
Mm-hmm.
I just talk about it a lot on our shows. You know, I talk about it a lot, and you know, I just talk about it a lot. I could have the messages on PGN transcribed, and probably could make some books on that, because they do offer transcription on that. But no, I haven't really written any books because I'm not into selling things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that we have to sell books,
right.
But.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's the kind of the way I look at books, is that, with me at least, is that, you know, because I have talked about writing the book about the things I've been through and just giving it, you know, to people. But no, I haven't written.
Yeah.
That's probably a good idea.
Okay.
I can think about that. You may be prophesying to me, girl.
It'll be easier to find your, you know, too, if they transcribe it like that. That would be great. So
right, and then you don't have to do it on the show and work your way through the, you know, audio and, you know, finding the right place and all that. That's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up.
If it's all automatic, that's great. That new technology they're coming out with. So that's good.
Yeah, you may be prophesying to me about that. I didn't even really – I kind of know they have transcription, but I never really – that's really good. Let me really consider it.
I searched for some of your other stuff, and I had a hard time like trying to find it. But that would be awesome. If you could search on, okay, I'm looking for this, you know, Kingdom Age, something, you know, Great Awakening, something.
Teaching on whatever it is.
But you have so much
going on already. Yeah, I probably need to hire somebody to do that for me or with me, because I have, you know, so much stuff going on. But now I'm thinking now, so that's good thinking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's guy. I don't know who does. He does a lot of stuff on different platforms, but he was saying that there's a way too, even in the website. You know, like in YouTube, you can actually. Select like a transcribe, and it will give you all the words. So it's not that they have somebody type in it. It's automatic. Like
it's automatic.
Maybe Blog Talk. Yeah, maybe Blog Talk does something like that.
Oh, they do. They offer it. Yeah, they've offered it for years.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I've just never done it because, you know, our shows go for, they have, I don't know if they have to transcribe the whole show. Because the whole show goes on for like 3-4 hours. That's a lot of transcribing.
Yeah.
And it gets expensive, too, honestly.
Oh,
but,
so somebody's doing it. Okay. Okay.
No, I'm just saying
that
they do. No, they don't. I mean, they have a system that does it. All you do is say, okay, I want to transcribe this particular show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. But it costs more. That's not good.
Because that's just in my cheap whatever you want to call that. I'm like, oh yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do full 3 hours of paper, 3 or 4 hours of transcribing.
Yeah.
I don't know if they just transcribe, if they'll just transcribe 30 minutes of a show or an hour of a show. They may do that. I haven't even thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought about it as if they transcribe 4 hours, it's going to be like, you know, $500 for one show. That's just kind of how I think.
That's not good.
Yeah, but that may not be. I've never thought about that. They may just take your first 30 minutes of your show where you're teaching, where we teach, and I'll have to ask about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're giving me some good ideas.
Lord.
I have to do that. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Randy. Thank you for the prayers and the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
You're so welcome. That was so beautiful, man. Like I said, I've never seen that before. I just like going, God, what does that mean? I didn't know what it meant, you know, at first. And then I realized that it's just God's just doing that thing in you where it's not your strength, it's His.
Thank
you know, just
Lord.
Like Peter said, I'll never deny you, Jesus. And then he turned around and denied him like 3 hours later or whatever it was. You know, because
That's
he was just denying, he would never deny him on his own strength, But then when the day of the Holy Spirit came, you know, and then empowered him, then he changed, you know, that changed that part of him somewhat.
Thank you, Lord.
So
I see it. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. So no doubt about it. All right, girl, this has been awesome.
Well,
thank you. What an answer to prayer.
God bless you.
And thank you too.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. All right,
bye-bye.
All right, let's go here to 303-881. Who am I talking to? Where are you from, please?
Hello, Randy. It's Jacqueline Mark.
Oh, hey, Jacqueline and Mark.
Yeah.
All right, good to have you guys. All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's pray for you. Let's pray for you guys, and then we'll come and talk for a little bit here. Thank you, Lord, for Jacqueline and Mark. Thank you, Jesus, for all the things that seem to be wasted. Sometimes it seems like we go through things like that was a waste of time, or that was a waste of this, that was a waste of that. That God, you're gonna reveal. You're showing that in you, it doesn't matter what it is. Nothing's wasted. Nothing is wasted. Everything that we give to you, everything we go through, that we feel like we failed, or I just wasted time, or I just should have done this, or shouldn't have done that. But God, I thank you that this whole thing about taking the things, even like Paul the Apostle said, he said, I counted all things as dung. He counted them as dung. Well, dung is fertilizer. Dung is something that is taken and used to make us bear more fruit, to make us stronger and give us, you know, make our fruitfulness become more potent and more powerful. So I thank you, Jesus, that you're showing Jackie that you know there's nothing that's wasted. Even if it was wasted, you take it and you turn it into something good, and you use it to teach us something. You give us some of the biggest mistakes I've made became some of the greatest revelations I've ever gotten. And so I thank you, Lord, that we don't pray that we make mistakes. We don't pray that we, quote, waste time and go the wrong direction. Well, what are we doing that for? You know, but when we do, you can take it and teach us, and we can learn from it and become a point of glory, a point of, you know, your power and your provision. So thank you, Lord, for that with Jackie and Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Mark tonight. God, we thank you, Lord, that you've given him, like, the ability to – like, you know, those little peephole, those little hole things you look through a door when you look out to see who's out knocking on your door. You look out there and you kind of see, what do they call that thing? Whatever they call that. Like, I saw you, like, looking through that and seeing, you know, being able to see, you know, who's there and what's there. And in other words, sometimes we don't want to answer the door because we don't answer the door when the enemy's knocking on the door, right? We want to answer the door when the Lord's knocking on the door. And who wants in, and who we're letting through our door, into our house, into our home, our thoughts, our intention, the things that try to come through the doors of our lives, the things that we open up to people, open up to others, open up to the Lord. I thank you, Jesus, that you're showing Mark how to peer out and see, you know, who is this before he opens the door, and something tries to mess with him or whatever. Thank you, Jesus, for that, and thank you for opening his eyes, God, to a whole other level of discerning and knowing and being able to see and distinguish between, you know, what's good and what's God and what's evil or what's just messed up. You know, it may not be evil, but it may be messed up, and something's messed up, you can fix something that's messed up, but something's evil, it's evil. And being able to discern between those things, God, and yes, and help him to, you know, open his eyes to be able to see that and know that at a whole other level, God, and bring him up to a whole other place in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, let's go here and talk to them and see what's going on. All right, Jacqueline and Mark, how are y'all doing?
Hanging in there and we both are still trying to continue our weight loss and stuff like that, so we're working on that. I've been having some pains on my neck and my shoulders and my back that just hasn't left. It's been crazy. So it's like I've been still walking and stuff, even though I'm in pain and everything, and just been dealing with that. And Mark is looking for another job, and we were going to this church, but we kind of left it because they started, like, really being in false doctrine, and we're kind of, like, in between with that and seeing where the Lord wants to take us next, and that's pretty much it.
Right. Well, I could see, you know, like, you know, even going through that thing where you feel like you're at the wrong church or whatever, that you're going to learn through it, you learn things. You know, we learn through negative things. I learn through negative things all the time. I have things that, you know, get messed up or that are, you know, and then God teaches me through them, you know, teaches me things I've never learned before from just, you know, from really weird experiences. So you guys are kind of in between, huh?
Yeah, Mark's kind of just, you know, just kind of been down and stuff like that. I like to pray for him and those are just the gist of what we're going through. Kind of just, you know, getting through, and I think he's kind of like wondering what he's going to do next and stuff like that. I mean, the Lord's been kind of like wanting us to do house churches and stuff like that, and we haven't really been stepping forward or just waiting on the Lord's leading, but just been kind of just learning at this church, this house church that we were at, it's kind of been a tough road for both of us, because we both kind of have been on this path where we've dealt with, especially in the prophetic, dealt with just dealing with false doctrines and churches and having to, you know, rebuke if God leads us to, and maybe the rejection that comes with that, and just, you know, the ins and outs of dealing with that stuff. Like, sometimes it gets to you after a while, and you just kind of want to just do something new. So, I don't know, we're kind of bummed out a little bit, and then at the same time, we got to lose weight, and then we're both in pain. Like, we're both kind of going through stuff, you know, right now.
Yeah.
But we keep moving forward, and we keep our head lifted up, and it's all you can do, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. All right, well, praise God. Lord, just thank you for a new season for them, God. We just thank you for the presence of God to restore and to renew and renew vision, like you're going to renew vision. God's renewing your vision, you know, so that hope can come alive. You know, every time I go through something new, you know, God gives me hope for this new thing. I have hope for the other things, and then they come to pass, and, you know, but then there's things that, you know, that I need hope for, that he restores hope about. So I thank you, Lord, for all the things that have been lost or have been laid down or that have been put down or put to the side, that, God, you restore those things. And in this time, that you begin to restore vision, begin to restore and just open up a vision in them, that they will know, you know, where they're going, what they're doing. In Jesus' name, it's like a plumbing. It's like doing plumbing. Sometimes you go through and you have to change out your plumbing. And so things can flow and things can, you know, work well. And like, that's what I see the Lord doing, is like changing some plumbing out or working on the plumbing or something, doing some plumbing work, and just, you know, making things new and fresh and easy flowing and not stopped up and not, you know, the things aren't get stocked up, but they flow well too. So thank you, Lord, for Mark, giving that, open up that job for him, Father, where he can feel like he has a purpose there, even though he may not be doing exactly what he wants to do every time. There's a purpose for the people that he's there with, or the things he's supposed to learn and grow from, God, that you give him a whole other ability to open up a whole other ability for him to be able to observe and learn things that he's never learned before, and see the need to learn something. You're going to teach him some new things. So we thank you, Lord, for opening it up and just blessing them, God. Bless them with a place of fellowship where they can have people they can communicate with and, you know, talk the things of God about. And, you know, so in Jesus' name, open up that new season, Father. We just pray the blood of Jesus over them. We pray the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the angel. We thank you for anxiety and stress being rebuked. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord. I rebuke the pain. In Jesus' name, I command pain to loosen you now in the name of Jesus. And God, set you free from that by the power of God. In the name of the Lord, I speak peace to you guys. In Jesus' name, I take authority of that strenuous thing in your brain, over your brain, over the frontal of your brain, like the front left-hand side of your brain, whoever that is, whatever that is, that pressure. In Jesus' name, I rebuke that condition right now in Jesus' name. And I command their bodies to function and be made whole, God, right now by the power of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus over them, Father. The blood of Jesus. Your protection, your washing, your cleansing from all the things that tried to attach to them when they were at that place, God. Your blood washes them. Your blood cleanses them and gives them a new beginning today, God. Let them think of a new beginning. New beginnings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So where you guys are where? You used to be, when I first met you, talked to you in New York, then you went to, what, Florida, I think? Are you guys in Florida? I can't remind me where you're at.
Then I went to Florida, and then my family moved to Georgia, and then my grandmother died and stuff like that, and then I moved back to Colorado. So we're in Colorado right now. We're just here. Yeah, we're here, and it's just now getting sunny here in Colorado because it's always cold over here. It, like, snows a lot, and we got a new cat. So we love our little cat.
Awesome. Yeah.
Some of the stuff that you were talking about, that was kind of the stuff that was happening, too, like earlier in the talking about the frustrations of life. Man, I was like, good Lord.
Yeah.
I was like, if that's anybody, that's us.
Right.
We had just turned on into the station. It was like right on point.
Oh my gosh.
That was cool. Yeah.
That is cool. Yeah. I mean, information feeds us. We need information that feeds us. If it's not feeding us, then it's, not doing anything. It's just like, not healthy, not good for you or whatever. It's just like, we need something that feeds us some way or another, so.
Mark wanted me to give the phone to him. Hold on, let me give you the phone to you here.
Okay, yeah.
Can he hear you?
Hey, Mark,
it might be on the speaker.
Make sure you're talking to your phone good so I can hear you good.
Can you hear me good?
Barely.
It might be on the speaker here. Let me give you the speaker here.
Take the speaker.
Can you hear me good now?
Yeah, I can hear you really good.
Okay.
What's going on, man?
So,
how are you?
Doing good, bro. Thank you. It's good to hear from you. We haven't talked for quite a while.
I know.
Great. So Sunday, I had like a confrontation with the pastor because they just. I don't know. I'd never heard anything even said like that before, but he kind of compared going in the presence of God as having a sexual encounter, and he was just like, really, it was weird, man. I mean, I'd never heard anything like that, and it was weird. And I was really angry, and I confronted him. And, I thought that would have been it, but now him and the other pastor want to meet with me and talk over it, and they said they don't want us to leave and stuff, but I'm still really uncomfortable with it now, and I've been seeing it for a couple months, and I finally just, Sunday was just like the final straw for me. I was like, I can't take this no more, I could see that it was weird. They had a lot, I don't know what kind of stuff they're into, but they're doing the identity gospel, and I never even heard of it. I never heard of it till we went there, and it's like a mixture of something else too. But it's like a new age thing going on. And when I confronted them, though, it's just weird because they just want to talk with me, like to keep me there. Like, but I already know I already honestly feel like. When I talk to him again, I'm gonna tell him what I feel the problem is, about how it's just strange. It's whatever they're talking about is not, you know, it's not the gospel, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're just going to try and talk me out of it. So I feel like, what's the point, you know?
Yeah.
And Randy, and I'm not being boastful, but I know the Word of God. You know, I've been a student of the Word for over 15 years, you know?
Right.
And
yeah,
it's not like I just picked the Bible up and read a Bible. Like, I've went back and forth all over, and I've preached for a lot of years myself. So
right.
I know something's up there. I just, I don't know. I feel like it's a waste of time to even go and talk with them, because they're just going to team up and try to convince me that I'm wrong and they're right, and that I need to just, you know, stay with them.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Jackie was saying, this month of May, that's not even May no more now, right? It's June. Yeah. But
yeah,
the month of May was crazy, because I had a really good gig going on, and then I lost my contractor kicked me off that run, off the contract, because I'm a truck driver. And
okay.
And I was going to go back. It happened on May 4th. And then my daughter's cat scratched me, and I got infected with a bacterial infection, and basically was fighting it for the whole month. So, and then all that happened. It's just, it has been a lot of stuff at once, and this month of May was weird. And we just feel like it was like an attack on us, you know what I mean? But maybe...
Yeah,
maybe as a reason for us to keep our eyes open that we need to get out of where we're at, because it just sucks, dude, because honestly, we can't find a church anywhere, you know? And it's just like everywhere we go, it's always something weird. Like there's so many churches in the mixture of the New Age movement here in Colorado. Like, I know it's different in the South and stuff, but
interesting.
I don't understand what's going on right now, but we just need direction, especially for me. Like, I can go different directions with work, but I went with another guy for a couple of days, and then I got that infection. But I think it was like the second day I was working for him, it was like he revealed who he was as a person, and I just seen it, and I'm like, I don't want to work for this guy, because he was just nasty with me, like, on the second day I was with him. And I in my mind, I just told myself, if I put up with this, that's on me. I don't have to. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's kind of how it's been, like, right now with employment, with church, because we suffered under my dad's ministry for a while, like spiritual abuse, you know, being held back and just weird stuff like that. I didn't ever recognize it, really. My wife was the one who pointed it out. I can't say I didn't recognize it. I recognize it, but I never do nothing about it. I kind of just, like, dealt with it, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I'm just, like, really cautious about everything, and I don't know if that's good or bad. You know what I mean? Because I definitely don't want to keep my family out of fellowship, because we need to be in fellowship. But I definitely don't want to sit under doctrines of, you know, that are from the devil and subject yourself to it, because that stuff will influence you and it penetrates you, and then you start doing stuff that you don't even know why you're doing it, you know, and it's because of the pastor that you're under. So
it sounds like you know, you guys need to find a place where you fit in and what you. You know, the spirit of that thing was, you know, odd. I can even believe in some of the doctrines people have, but if the spirit of them is messing with me, then that's enough for me. You know, doctrine doesn't even, I don't even care about the same doctrines they have. That doesn't even make a hill of beans to me. It's what's the spirit of the person? And, you know, and when I see that and I can't deal with it, they may not be evil people or bad people, but they're not people that, you know, it's not necessarily that they're bad or evil people always. Sometimes it's just that I don't fit in and I don't belong there. And if I don't belong or fit, then, you know, then you just don't fit.
the doctor may be bad or may be good. It doesn't really make any difference. We go where we can fit in and grow and learn.
Yeah, that's definitely what we need, because we tried, right, Jackie? We tried.
Yeah.
And I it was like a square peg in a round hole, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like we've just been just dealing with it because we need fellowship. Because before that, we were out of fellowship for like 4 or 5 months.
Well, I think we also struggle because at the same time, we both know that we have a calling to do ministry. We're being patient and waiting on the Lord.
Yeah.
With my husband, he wants him to do house churches. And I don't know if now is the season. It's kind of like God gives little confirmations here or there, and we don't know how we should start doing that. But we don't know how we'll start doing that. You know, how to go about that, you know, and when the timing is, or we're just not stepping out in faith or anything. Didn't the Lord tell you that after dealing with them, he would send us out? So he was saying that a new season, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
he told us, the reason why God told us, he told me to have my family, me and my family go there, was so we could receive healing from stuff that happened to us in the past. And, I mean, things have gotten better with us since we've been there. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's just what happened recently. It just happened.
When you have a call to ministry,
so.
And when you have a call to ministry and you have a call to, you approach things, you look at everything differently.
Right.
Yeah, you approach things.
That's
kind of
how I looked at it as, yeah.
Oh, I'm hearing myself now in the echo. I'm hearing my echo in my ear. You must have been on speakerphone or something, but I think it is. I just, yeah, there I can't hear myself now. Okay, yeah. So I think that when you, just like with me, having a calling, I finally, you know, the church that I was at the end, I always ministered in the other churches one way or the other, but in the last church I was in for 10 years, the reason I was there and just, you know, and because the pastor recognized my, you know, my calling and right away put me to work and, you know, sort of, you know, and so it that made all the difference with me. You know, if we're just going to sit there, sometimes we need to sit there and be healed, go through healing stuff. But when you're called to ministry, you look at everything different. You look at church differently. You don't look at it as I'm going to sit here and get blessed. You look at it as where can I fit in to help, you know? And so when
that's
working out, it causes a problem.
That is definitely not there. And I even told my wife, I was like, I don't ever see us ever ministering here, because this is a little house church of all mature believers. And it's about 12 or 13 people. And they just meet in the house. That's all they do. And just have Bible studies and prayer groups and stuff. But it's just like, you know, as my calling is go out, you know, make disciples, get people saved, evangelize, build, you know, and that's what God's called me to do. And that church, it's just, you know, do what they do. And I'm not talking down about them. I mean, what they do is what God has them doing. That's fine. But it, like, just like you said, you just see things differently, you know.
Yeah.
And I always feel like I'm wasting away a little bit, you know, because when I married Jackie, before I married Jackie, I was doing ministry. And then when I got married, you know, I started working, support my family and take care of them. And I haven't done ministry really ever since.
Yeah.
But the Lord just keeps reminding me. Even this pastor told me last week, because I met with him for breakfast, he just told me, he's like, you have a call of God on your life. He's like, there's a calling on your life. He's like, you can't forget that. And I said, yeah, I know. You know, I also I don't jump in front of the Lord, because I've jumped the gun before and it's just ended bad. So, I mean, I have no problem with waiting on him, but at the same time, I could still feel the urge, you know, and I could feel the push still.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
okay.
You know, and I'm trying to find the balance where I could still do that and, you know, support my family and work. And
yeah,
I know
what
I'll
I did.
Find
I mean,
it. And I know,
you know, when
I
when
I'll
I had
there,
when I didn't have, yeah, when I didn't have finances coming in, you know, I worked and did ministry and worked. You know, I, you have to do whatever you have to do. It's like a, you know, Paul the Apostle did the same thing. You know, we have those times where we have to work and do ministry, and then if it starts to grow, then we grow into it. You know, it's just a big thing. But
yeah.
So what do we need to pray for you guys? I just need to pray for you guys to find a place to fit in where you can, where your ministry can, people recognize your ministry, like what happened with me. I mean, that's really what changed my whole life was, you know, because I kind of went from place to place to a certain degree, you know, and I mean, you know, I was people around people with good doctrines, good people. I didn't believe everything they preached, but, you know, and I served, did, you know, did different things. But when you've been a pastor, like I was full-time pastor, I evangelized, I've traveled, you know, different countries and different things like that and done a lot of ministry, you know, you just, you know, it's hard to find a, it's hard to find a place. And when I found that place, God gave me that place I, you know, went to for 10 years. I was the house prophet there. It was very unusual. I mean, that was very rare. And I felt very grateful for it. So we just need to open up, pray that, we'll just thank you, Lord, for opening up something for them to move into that place. And just like you did with me, God, thank you, Jesus, for that. We just give you the, I give you the glory, God. You're moving them into that place. They're connecting with the people they need to be connected with so they can flourish and be received and welcomed and blessed and recognized. Let them be recognized for what they have and who they are. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. All
yeah,
right,
because we have been to a lot of places where I just feel like I've just been hidden, and I feel like I'm just sometimes like I'm going to like I'm going to burst, you know? Because
yeah.
I feel like not anxious, but just like I want to hop back in, you know? I want to do what God's told me to do, but we haven't had any opportunity, and I just have taken it as like. Well, maybe that's just what God wants right now. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
you know,
sometimes it's true. Sometimes you need to sit back and be healed and sit back and, you know, I've been through that too. I've been through that also. So, yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on tonight. I got other callers waiting for me here. So, but, yeah, we'll be praying for you guys. I kind of know the feeling of that. Definitely do. So hopefully you guys will somehow there in Colorado, God will guide you to somewhere where you can fit in. I've had other people's living friends live in Colorado had the same problem, so don't feel you know bad about that. But all right,
yeah.
You guys,
yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're so welcome. Okay, thank you. Bye bye. All right, awesome. Love it. All right, 720-620. Who am I talking to? Where are you from, please? Okay, I'd come back to that. 325-721. All right, 325-721. Who am I talking to you right from?
Raven and Hunter.
Oh, Raven and Hunter. Hi.
Hi.
You say your name is what now again? Rachel?
Raven and Hunter. Hunter.
And Hunter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Hunter from Texas.
Hey, you guys. I thought I recognized that number. I wasn't sure. Yeah. So it's Raven. Is that how you say your name?
Yes, sir.
Like, Hunter is Raven about you or something like that? Is that good? Hunter's Raven about you now. That makes you so happy. I don't know. I can't. I sing really bad. I don't know. What am I doing, Hunter? Help me out here. Save me. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's pray for you guys. Before you say too much, let's pray for Raven and pray for Hunter. I'm going to mute you for a second here, and then we'll come back and talk. Thank you, Lord, for Raven, God. We thank you, Lord, for her life, God. We thank you, Jesus, that you are securing her a place in the earth. God is securing a place for you in the earth. You know, we all roam about doing different things, looking for different things. And then all of a sudden you find your place in life. You find your place in the earth. It's like you find your spot or something. I don't know what that is, but exactly. But like you found your spot in the earth. Like the whole earth is ours. And
everything in it is, you know, is potentially ours. But then when you finally find that place, it's like you land there and you become, you know, you get positioned and it's like you find your place. So I thank you, Lord, that Raven is finding her Raven place, that place for Raven, the Raven house, the house of Raven. I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't even know who Raven, I mean, I don't know who Raven is, but I've never met her before, but here I am raving about Raven. And just thank you, Jesus, that we thank you, Lord, that you're opening her up to the heart of God, to have the heart of God toward people, toward herself, toward others. And not just have a heart for others, but have a heart for herself, to know that there's a heart of God for her. The Bible says to love the Lord thy God and thy neighbor as thyself. And Lord, you're teaching her how to love, have that balance of loving your neighbor and as she loves herself, God, and teach her how to do that and walk in that, so where she can be a whole person and be able to, you know, receive things, not just give all the time, but be able to receive things. People who don't love themselves don't receive much, but people who love themselves, they can give a lot and they can receive a lot. And I thank you, Jesus, for Raven, that she'll be able to do that. She'll be able to receive a lot. She loves herself the way God loves her, and she gives a lot because she loves others. And I thank you, Jesus, for that, for the love realm with her, God, that she's been made for love, she's been built for love. And I thank you, God, that you're establishing her in love, not only the love of the Father, but the Son and the Holy Spirit, and her place in the earth, God. I don't know, Raven, I just keep hearing this thing about you find your place in the earth. Like, okay, I found my place in the earth. And you fit in, you feel like you're fitting in, like you belong, or you're connected or something. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So thank you, Lord, for Hunter, God. Thank you, Jesus, for Hunter. We thank you, Lord, that you're giving him, you know, his desire for life, his desire for life, his desire for the things that have he's questioned and been mysterious to him. You're making the things that were mysterious to him, things he couldn't figure out, things he couldn't, how's this going to work? How's this not going to happen? What's going to happen in life? Where am I going with this? Who am I going to spend it with? What's going on? The mysteries of all that, God, that you're bringing him a understanding of the mystery of that, of who he's connected to, what he's connected for, and his purpose, and the purpose of the connection. There's a purpose, every connection that there is, with whether it be human beings, whether it be a business, whether it be a, you know, whatever it is, there's a reason for that season. There's a purpose for that in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for what makes Hunter happy is purpose. I need purpose. I got to have a purpose, my purpose in life. And thank you, Jesus, that comes from God. And we thank you, Lord, for the God purposes in Jesus' name of their life, God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, let's go back here and find out what's going on with Raven and Hunter. What y'all doing over there?
Oh, well, we're sitting at a park. Just
really?
You. Yeah.
Awesome. Out in the dark, huh?
Yeah, there's a few lights.
Okay, you're into the light, out in the dark, in the park. You're under the light, out in the dark, in the park. That ought to be a song.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I'm doing this tonight. You know, normally I'm so serious and everything. I don't know why. Raven kind of got me off. I don't know what was that. What was that all about? Did she do that to you?
Every day.
Every day, huh? Give us give us this day my daily Raven. I thought it was daily bread.
I'm sorry?
He said every day. He does it every day. I said, the Bible says, give us this day our daily raven or our daily bread, one or the other. Cool. So what are you guys up to? What's going on? What can we pray with you about tonight? What's up? Anything particular?
My parents are going through a really rough patch, and it's happened before, but it's kind of... it's a bit worse this time.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you there. You're speaking to your phone really good so I can hear you good at it.
My parents are going through a rough patch right now. And
okay.
It's happened before, but it's just really hit this time.
Oh, that's not good. Wow. Well, Lord, we just pray for them right now in Jesus' name, God. We thank you, Lord, that that they will be able to understand the purpose of things, the purpose of what they're going for. Is it a time to, you know, reconnect? Is it a time to reevaluate? The time to check things out? The time to, you know, check out where we are, what are we doing? Check the compass and see if we're going the right direction, what we're doing with the, you know, and thank you, Jesus, that for helping them with that, to bring them through that season, God, in Jesus' name, where they will, as they reevaluate things, God, that they come out on the beautiful side of that, on the good side of that, blessed and favored, and finding themselves to be able to find themselves together, doing things together in ways they never have, God, and agreeing on things that they've not been able to agree on, about what, how to handle things and how to do things, and to be blessed. And in Jesus' name, hallelujah. They've been going through a hard time for a while, or just a...
My mom said that it's been kind of on and off for the past couple of months, but it really blew up this weekend. And I wasn't there, so I don't know what started it. But...
Yeah. Well, sometimes when we go through a patch of trouble, it's always hard to see it, but it's sometimes just time to, like, reevaluate, you know, where am I at, what am I doing, and what am I doing it for, you know? And sometimes
yeah.
hard times, that's what they do. They make you rethink things, right, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we just need to pray for them that they'll work their way through it. And if there's a problem that keeps coming up, sometimes it needs to be worked out instead of just covered up.
That's for sure.
Yeah. I know about that. Sometimes things have to be, you know, exposed, brought out, talked about, washed out, cleansed, and whatever, and make decisions off that. You know, what are you going to do? What do you want? Yeah. It's not easy. That's for sure.
No.
Especially when you get a little older.
Yep.
All right. So how old are you, Mom and Dad? They're like in their 50s?
My mom is 41 and my dad is 61.
So they're in their 40s. You say 60 or 50?
41 and 61.
61, yeah. All right. So she must have been a very mature young lady.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. We'll be really be praying about that. That's you know, if we pray, God can work things out. And yeah. All right. Awesome. Anything else?
Thank you.
Tonight, you guys? Yeah, you're welcome. You're more than welcome. Glad to do it. Glad to be here. Anything, Hunter? You got anything, Hunter? Usually Hunter's got something to say, but I guess tonight the Raven's got his tongue. I mean, the cat's got his tongue.
the thing with me tonight, I guess, is I'm still, like you said, I'm still trying to figure out how things are going to work out as far as because we are planning on getting married and we're looking for a house and we're trying to figure out how that's going to work out before we get married.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So amen and amen. We just thank you, Lord, for helping that work out and, you know, show them their purpose for being together and, you know, we don't always know everything, but you know, when love draws us together, then, you know, eventually we start seeing the purpose of that. And, that starts developing and unraveling. And, you know, with, you know, from having a house to, you know, all the different things that you do and how you do them and all the different plans that God has for you to, you know, the work you do, the things you do together, the things you do, you know, in yourself, by yourself, you know, we all have to maintain our relationship with God individually and then also have our relationship with God, with each other. you know, and learn how to do that is a really big thing. And yeah, sounds like you got a lot going on.
Oh yeah, we're I guess you could say we're in a season of transition almost.
Mm. Well, definitely, yeah. Yeah, I would think so. That's a pretty big transition, I would think.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's an important time. It's a good time to enjoy. Learn how to enjoy it, and you know, it's all about experiencing things with each other. You know, learning how, you know, the love of your life does things, and you know how y'all work things out together, and learning to communicate, and you know. Listen to each other and all that kind of thing. Yeah, just starting out with a good foundation is really important. Foundation is everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're definitely trying to make sure it's built on that solid rock.
There you go. Yeah, and when it's that, then you can work things out together. It's just like be able to how good and how pleasant it is for people to dwell together in unity. You know, there's a special, when you learn how to work things out together, you know, that's everything. And mm-hmm. listening to each other, honoring each other. And, you know, like a man lays down his life for his wife, and a wife honors and loves her husband. And it's just something that you learn to do. You know, we're not all professionals at it, but it's something you learn to do. So, yeah, God's going to train you. It's like, let the Lord train you on how to do all that, you know, and be an example of, you know, the way God does it, you know, by him, because he's teaching you how to do it. It's not just something you got from tradition or from people, but it's something that mm-hmm. God wants you to do, something unique and something special, and do it together special, and have a special thing going on where people say, how come y'all are so special? And you're going to go like, well, because we listen to each other and we listen to God together.
Yep.
That's a good thing.
It is.
All right. Mm-hmm. Cool. So what town are you actually in? I know you're in Texas because I'm from Texas, but what area?
Okay. I live in Stamford, and she lives in Haskell, but they're about 15 minutes away.
Okay, yeah, so that's not far. Yeah, that's me. I came from a little town called Farwell, Texas, and then everybody we knew lived in Clovis. It was about 8 minutes away, so kind of about the same thing. A town of about 1,200, and then a town of, I think, 100,000, something like that. But
ours are both about 3,300, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that sounds like Farwell. That's where I was raised with the high school and all that. Yeah, everybody knows everybody, and sometimes that's good, and sometimes it ain't.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we'll have fun out there. Anything else you want to talk about? Anything else you want to share or open up about? Or?
I mean, I think that's it for now.
Okay.
All right. Well, I got to meet Raven tonight. I think that's cool.
Yeah, you finally got to meet the mystery woman.
Yeah, I did. You sound like a gracious, fun person.
She definitely is.
Yeah, that's huge. Awesome. All right, you guys. Well, if that's it, then I guess I'll move on to another caller here. And thanks for listening. It's almost midnight. Oh, you're in Texas, yeah, so it's almost midnight for you guys, too.
Yeah.
So y'all enjoyed that midnight. Is the moon out? I haven't been outside today. It's kind of been cloudy, right?
It is, but it's very cloudy.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I love getting out and walking in that kind of coolish, nice. I walked earlier today. It's so much. I just love it. All right, you guys, enjoyed it. Raven, nice to meet you. Finally, we got to meet Raven.
Nice to meet
you. Yeah, when I heard y'all say Raven and Hunter, I'm going like, I don't think I know anybody named Raven and Hunter. Oh, no, it's Hunter. Yeah, I know, Hunter. Yeah, I really knew it was. But I've never heard Raven before, so that was kind of cool. All right, so Hunter's raving about Raven, and we like that.
Yep.
All right, Hunter.
All right.
Raven, thank you guys for checking in. I'm so glad we got to talk. Raven, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Hunter, be careful. Take care of her. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye.
I love it. All right. Let's go here to 251. 251-229. Who want to talk to you right from, please?
Hi, Prophet Randy. It's Sarah from Alabama.
Hey, Sarah. All right.
Hi.
So let's pray for you. Let's pray for you a little bit here. Thank you, Jesus, for that thing about two becoming one, God. All the people in her life, God, where two become one. Just bring that in her life, God. Bring that those people that are supposed to be one with her, one part of her life that are connected to her, that are intertwined with her, that communicate and care for one another and love one another, and just bring that forth, God, in Jesus' name. Where I thank you, Lord, for letting her know that she's being taken care of, God. That whole thing about I'm being taken care of, you know, we all want to take care of people, but also God wants to take care of us. He wants us to know we're being taken care of. And I thank you, Jesus, for that with her, and open that up for in her life, and let her see that you're working on things and bring things together with people that she will be connected to and feel close to and feel unified with, and that the two shall become one type of a thing, whatever that is. I'm not sure actually where that's going, but all right, Sarah, that was, what's up over there? Hello? Hello. Okay, I think I lost connection here.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I thought I lost you there. Okay, there you go.
No, it was on mute. I'm sorry. But it was actually kind of funny. I was listening to the couple before you just a few minutes ago, and
yeah.
I was thinking about that. I was like, you know what? I'm not married. And they were sounding so joyful. You know, as one, and I was like, okay. I'm thinking about, like,
really?
Marriage, wedding bell.
There you go. Yeah, because they were, you know, Hunter, we've talked to Hunter a few times on the show, I think four or five or six or seven times, something like that. And, and he has this brother, Chris, who calls in and, you know, part of PGN. And I've never met Raven before, so that was pretty cool. I really love that.
Wow, and wow. I tell you, I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? I don't know. It's been on my mind as far as actually, I don't pick anybody unless the Lord picks someone out for me, and I don't know who that is. But I was just thinking about it right before you called my number out.
That is too funny. Yeah, so, you know, meditate on that, as you know, and you know, so there's something about it, because I don't think I've ever seen anything like that to you before, as far as I know. First time.
No.
Is that right?
No.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought.
Wow.
That tells you something's going on there, girl.
Yeah. So I'm excited about it, because I'm like, well, whoever is, if it's the Lord's doing, not mine, I'm all thumbs up, you know, hey, it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But in reference to, I'm just going to make this short because I know we've kind of you've had a long night there, but when it says we should assemble ourselves, and does that necessarily mean that assembling yourself as far as the church, because I know tonight I've been hearing on and off about church and how some people would feel like, hey, I'm not, this is not it.
Right.
when it means assemble yourself, does that actually mean that you have to do it, or is it just something that, you know, you're going to fellowship? And because we are the church, and because I just had a friend, she's from Arlington, Texas, and she was saying that the church is the building, but I am the church. And I was like, okay. And she was like, I'm not going back. I was like, you're not? She's like, no. She says, because I have my family and I get outside of the church walls and I love on people and I'm doing God's work. So I was just kind of wanting to know, to expound on that a little bit.
Right. Well, I think that we need ministry. I mean, the Bible says we have the fivefold ministry, the pastor, apostle, evangelist, teacher, you know. And so we have those ministries. So, you know, we need that in our life. I mean, you know, I am one of those. So it's like, but I've had, you know, I mean, I have, you know, I had my pastor for 10 years who, you know, pastored me and, you know, mentored me and that kind of thing. So we need all of it. I mean, we go through different phases where maybe we can, you know, do some things differently for a while, but I think we need to assemble together, you know, and that assemble together. I don't know what a symbol really means. I mean, I never thought about it, looking it up before, but I think it means physically, literally getting together with people. But if we're not being fed, you know, if we're not being fed by a fivefold ministry person or somebody who's actually called of God to preach and minister and pray over us, you know, we assemble here together on PGN, you know, four nights a week. And, and then, you know, on the weekend, that kind of thing. So we're kind of getting together there. But there is something very cool about, I mean, I went to church for years, years and years and years. And I would still probably be in church had God not called me to start doing this. So this became my church. In a sense. And so, you know, I mean, I used to travel and do, you know, had meetings and that kind of thing. But assembly stuff together, you know, I think it's great. I mean, families get together with other families and go. But if you're not getting fed the Word of God, you know, and fitting in, you know, like what God has for you, then it's really not all that great, honestly. So we need to find out, you know, what's feeding us. Where we're being fed, our children are getting fed. If we have children, of course, you know, a lot of people don't have young children. Some do here on the show, but you know, like Tarrant, Tanya, and Donald, they go to church. They have children. They go to church there in Florida, and you know, some people do, some people don't. So, you know, there's seasons sometimes where we, you know, people come on PGN and become part of PGN and be ministered to, and then. Maybe go out and be a part of another congregation or something later. It just depends on what's going on with them.
Yeah, but, you know, I actually, and I'm going to be honest with you, I've had, you know, a little bit of, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I've had a little bit of, you know, teachings and different things outside of PGN, but I've really feel comfortable with PGN. I mean, I feel like it's united all together because it's just the comfort, and I think that's the comfort of God, that God gives you, or that God gives me, actually. That you are, you know, a spiritual man of God, and so that just binds it all together with the people all as a family that's on PGN, you know? So that's what I'm getting, you know, that's what I'm getting. Cause I've been fed and different things, but I don't actually, I just like it here. I don't, I just, it felt kind of like, and I guess that's my daughter. She has that too. She's kind of growing up where she likes it cool, relaxed, and let the Lord lead and guide you, that type thing. And she'll tell me, Mom, I really like an environment where I'm being fed, but it's I feel the presence of the Lord. And so and that's what I feel here in essence to what I'm trying to say. And you know.
Yeah. So, you know, we go through things where, you know, some people come on PGN and they go to the church. And then sometimes they quit going to the church and they get fit and they grow and they learn and then they move on. And then they you know, go to church and so it goes back and forth. And we have food that in a different, we feed people in a different way, just like every preacher feeds people in a different way. Some people are enjoy what we teach and what we minister on and how we do things, and some people don't. Some people come and go, some people stay. Just depends. It's we want to always be able to feed people what they need when they come. You know, whatever they need. If they need some temporary healing, some temporary ministries, so maybe God to speak some certain things to them personally in their life and strengthen them and, you know, cause them to grow in areas that they're lacking, then we help them do that. And if they move on to other areas, then that's great. You know, we just want to be available to whatever people need, whatever God wants to feed them. And then if they become a part of PGN in the way that we do, then fine. If they do both, we have people that do a little bit of everything. You go to church,
yeah.
They have PGN, they do all of it, yeah.
Well, and then you have the, you know, the Lord has given you, or gifted you, rather, with the personality to just be able to talk to people of all facets of life, and that's a blessing, you know. It's almost like being the Lord, like the Lord is universal, so he's everywhere. So it's almost like he's giving you.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, so he's giving you the gift to be able to talk to people from all facets of life. So that's what I really enjoy, and I just wanted to tell you that before the show was over.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, that's really great. Yeah, we love. Ministering to people is my favorite thing to do. I love to preach. I love to, you know, minister, teach, revelate. I mean, I love that. But I also love pray, because when I'm praying for people, I'm revelating. I'm not just talking. I'm not just praying a prayer to pray some prayer. I read off something, which is nothing wrong with that. But you know, everything we do, we're revelating one way or the other. So that's what makes it so much fun. So, yeah, we do. We do love it. Thank you for saying that. We do love it. Yeah. We're glad you like it. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, that's awesome.
What a great word. I love that.
Well, I tell you, I feel the presence of God, you know, on PGN. I mean, just personally, and it's a comfort, you know. It's not nothing where you feel like, oh, my gosh, where am I, you know, this type thing. It's just the comfort of God. And so that's a blessing.
Cool. That is a blessing to me. Glad to hear you say that. Girl, I love that. Awesome. You made my night.
All right.
Yeah. All right. How's your baby doll doing?
Leah is doing good. She was going to go to summer school, but she was like, Mom, it's kind of hot. So, you know, I'm going to do the fall. She's preparing for that. And then she's working at a store called Hobby Lobby.
Oh, Hobby Lobby, yeah.
Yeah, she's doing that for the summer. And she's doing pretty good. And she wants to be a pediatrician, so.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Very cool. Working at
Keep
Hobby Lobby.
Prayers. Yeah, she's doing that for the summer.
Well, that's great. Hobby Lobby's that. I used to go shopping there all the time when I had a studio. We always go in there buying stuff to decorate stuff. It's really cool. Really cool place.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell her we said hello and all that. And cool.
Yeah, okay, well, that'll be great.
No.
Just keep her lifted in your prayers for her studies.
Well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, let's pray for Leah right now. Thank you, Jesus, for Leah. Lord, just bless her precious heart. God, keep her heart protected, God, and yet let her, you know that life has all kinds of things about it. Let her learn how to do the best at what she can do everywhere she goes and whatever she touches. God, just let her do it with all of her heart and teach her how to be submissive and yet how to do her own thing, the things you give her to do, to be independent and yet be submissive at the same time, be balanced in that area where she can work for others and be submissive to them and do a good job and really do a good job. And then yet she can do her own thing and do, you know, the very special thing that she can do just between her and whoever, between her and you. And give her strength to do that, Jesus. And just bless her, Lord. Cause her to know you love her, that her mama loves her, that her family loves her, grandma loves her. And in Jesus' name, so we just thank you, Lord, for protecting and put your halo around her life, God. And let her let the light shine in her mind where she can think and learn and grow into a beautiful young lady and someday meet a beautiful young man and just have a beautiful life. In Jesus' name, have a beautiful, be a beautiful pediatrician. Is that what you said? Pediatrician?
Yes.
Amen.
With the baby.
The best. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, and have a blessed night. Talk to you soon.
All right, Sarah. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you. All right. 720-620. Hello. All right. I think that may be it for the night. Maybe sleeping or something. All right. All right, y'all, we're going to call it a night tonight. It's about 12:13. We got a lot of people to pray. We've got to pray for a lot of people, that is. And love it. We love praying for people. So thank you, Jesus, for all that. All right, we're going to call it a night tonight. Thank God for everybody. And, yeah, pray for Cheryl's brother. Cheryl's brother, she sent a picture to me today in, by text or by email about her brother. Pray for her brother, Robert. In Jesus' name, and we just pray, God, your blessings and your covering, your protection. Oh, God, this picture that I saw was just like, whoa, thank you, Jesus. Help, 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 Lord. In Jesus' name, mend and heal. Hallelujah. Wow, bless his heart. Okay. And, all right, pray for Nikki. Nikki and Charles. Yeah, been in the doctor, been in the hospital, all the doctor stuff and all that. Your body just keeps on doing good. All right, we love you guys. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.